That's quite the tug.
I've got him on video masturbating in here.
A lot of guys have done it.
We've gotten a report of several reports, actually, that people have been finding pubic hairs in their burritos. You know anything about that?
No. That's awful.
Yeah, it is.
That seems a little peculiar that you handle food.
I don't touch the food.
So how do you don't touch the food?
I don't. It's on the tray. I take it and I give it to people and I say, take it. And don't put pubic hair in it. I say that specifically.
Broadcasting from the Bryan Heating and Cooling Studios, this is FM 100.3 KFAN, The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato game.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
I was playing wiffle ball with my son. He's not really into sports, so I was trying to get him into something. He loves wiffle ball, and we were playing, and he was on second base, but everybody else got out, so it was his turn to bat again. So he goes, ghosty, on second, and then he ran up. Ghost, do you guys know what ghosties are?
Yeah.
Ghost runners. So when it's your turn to bat and you're on base, you can just call for a fake person, and then you can go, and that fake person can score. Why did we ever stop using those as adults? Oh, my God, what a great idea kids had, right? I'm not coming into work today. Using a sick day? Oh no, I'm sending a ghostie. Ghostie on my office chair. Oh God, the game's on, but we have to go to church. No, we don't. Holy ghostie, send him in. Send him in there.
Good morning, Joe. It's Wednesday, November 22nd, one day before Thanksgiving, one day before the Vikings and Lions square off, one day before Black Friday slash Black Thursday, and all three of us are in the house, well-rested, ready to roll. There's Paul, there's Chris, I'm Corey. You get it, right? Same bit. It's going to be the same bit as yesterday. You know.
Well, no Rosie.
Yeah, but you get it.
Why is he not here today?
It's
going to
be sophomore garbage for the next 3.5 hours. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, duh.
Mark Parrish will join later. He's not taking the day off like Rosie is.
Why is Rosie?
I don't know. I think he literally just said, I don't feel like coming in tomorrow because it's Thanksgiving week.
How long is he here?
He's here an hour just 3 days a week.
Oh. Too much.
That's too much. So he said, no thank you, and took the day off.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be
Common,
nice?
Right?
The comedian before the show just said, you know, wouldn't that be nice if we could just send in a ghostie?
Yeah.
Like you did when you were a kid playing baseball or softball or t-ball or wiffle ball. Well, Rosie's sending in a ghostie.
Ghostie Rosie's here.
You just said something that brought to mind something I wanted to make sure we addressed on today's show. If you don't mind, and I hate to start the show off on a serious topic, but... I don't know how else to say it. But yesterday, something big happened that really probably, I don't think I'm overstating this. It's probably going to change this show forever. And I'm just going to play you some audio and you guys react.
You know, the thing I liked the most about Case is he's got big balls.
It's like, who's the guy that hit the home run and they call it the shot heard around the world?
Mm-hmm.
That was like the bat signal yesterday for this show.
He's got big balls.
Thank you.
Every person in the room at Winter Park immediately knew that there was a new State Fair t-shirt.
He's got big balls.
Couldn't you argue, though, in a lot of ways, it strengthens the partnership between the Minnesota Vikings and KFAN?
I don't think there's any doubt. I think that's why Zimmer said it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think
Zim just threw us, lobbed us a softball. Yeah. Crush it. Go for it.
Yeah, here you
this
go, guys.
This is for you.
This is for you. And
appreciate it. I mean,
the thing I like the most about Case is he's got big balls.
There are a lot of shows, though, and we're definitely not one of them. There's a lot of shows that are going to run this into the ground and giggle about it and laugh about it. And look, we're going to have fun with it for a second or two, and then we'll probably just move on forever.
Oh, yeah. After this segment, we'll probably move on.
Yeah, like...
Most likely never play it again.
I'm sure there's a morning show like in Rochester or something like that that's going to be like, called The Captain and the Bean.
Yeah.
Or something like that, you know what I mean? And
Bean's barely there, though.
Yeah, right. Sometimes you can't find him. And they'll probably just be dumb and like do a spoof song about it or something.
Yeah.
And they should just grow up. It's a partnership, you know?
It's a great AC/DC song.
It is. Oh, check this out. You ready?
Came here as the backup undeniably, but Bradford has the knees of a man of 90, so Case became the starter, though he isn't very tall. It takes a nut cup the size of a blimp to protect his giant balls.
He's got big balls.
What now?
He's got big balls.
Sing it, Tim.
He's got big balls.
What do you like about him?
He's got big balls.
One more time.
He's got big balls.
I think I misheard you now.
He's got big balls.
That's right. Case has the biggest balls of them. They're both the size of softball. His thighs are always bruised. Oh no, he's torn his game pants once again. Yes, and even in the summertime, his legs are never tan. And when it's hot, his sack gets saggy and Case can barely stand.
He's got big balls.
What's that, Zim?
He's got big balls.
One more time.
He's got big balls.
Say it for me, please.
He's got big balls.
What is it again? No, I'm sorry.
He's got big balls.
Who is it again? Case has what?
He's got big balls.
Yes, he does. Case has the biggest balls of them all.
Well, tell Bean and the Captain to grow up.
That dude has rocked so hard over the years, he can't hear anything.
No.
He's rocked himself deaf. What's that again? One more time.
Did that guy say Bradford has the knees of a 90?
I'm a man of 90.
Oh. Yeah, tell Bean and the Captain to grow up. How ridiculous is that? We should just move on. You should play that again.
He's got big balls.
You guys remember when Atreyu, during Neverending Story, was going through the swamp and then Artex drowns?
Yeah.
The horse drowns.
It's sad.
And he's just about ready to croak, right? Atreyu's about to give up.
Yep.
And that's when he runs into Morla, the ancient one.
Mm.
And Morla awakes from a very long, deep slumber. Almost like, look, I have no reason to go on. But then, Atreyu's here. Chris doesn't like doing parody songs. Right? This is the equivalent... When Zim said, what I like about Case the most is he's got big balls, that was essentially Atreyu finding Morla and Morla waking up going, we've been asleep for thousands of... You mostly despise doing
them.
Parody
yeah.
songs.
Oh, I hate them. They're never
like
funny.
Them. You don't like them. You don't like doing them.
No.
For you to come out of the woodwork...
That was good.
That I was mean, a true bat signal. Zim is your muse.
Yeah, he is.
Or yes. Balls are your muse.
Well, yeah, definitely balls are his muse.
I wasn't at Winter Park. until we say that we were at 8:20. But I wasn't at Winter Park yesterday, but watching the video on Vikings.com, I don't know who, I don't know if it was Hagen or West or just, or the entire press conference, but when Zim says, what I like about Case West is he's got big balls, and he was about to continue, but clearly people somebody on the went. Side laughed or were like, ugh. Yeah. And Zim turns to his left and goes, what?
Like, get over it.
Like he swore in class.
Well, and again, if you remember Hard Knocks back to his Bengals days, Zim says the F word every three words, right? 33.3% of his vocabulary is the F word. Yeah. So to say Case has got big balls, that's not a big deal to him. So clearly everybody on the left side of that room thought, maybe that's not the best choice of words. And he's like, what? I'm going to say the F word instead?
Right. Everybody went, ooh.
Yeah. And you know Hagen went, oh, God. Hagen's standing right there.
There's the headline.
Yep. The power trip won't run with that.
I liked how the websites, the Star Trip and Pioneer Press and stuff had to battle. They didn't want to just say Zimmer says Case has big balls.
Right.
So the one of them basically said that he likes Case's ... fortitude.
Right.
You're gonna say it? It's a quote. It's a direct quote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. What do you like about Case?
You know, the thing I like the most about Case is he's got big balls.
What? Well, no wonder it keeps starting over Teddy.
Yeah.
He's got big balls. He's got big balls.
One more time? What's that again?
He's got big balls.
I didn't quite hear you.
He's got big balls.
That guy's so deaf.
Well done. That made me laugh. Good. His hearing problems was my favorite part, but still, the whole bit was funny.
Yeah, it's like Merlin made a parody song.
No.
Huh? Hear ye, hear ye.
Right, yeah.
All hail the big balls.
Stupid Captain and the Bean and their stupid parody songs.
Damn the Bean.
Oh, man, they're so dumb.
It's the first time.
It's childish. It's easy.
First time in a very long time that I went to bed like it was Christmas. And, you know, it's Christmas Eve. The stocking's wrong.
Falling asleep with a smile on your wife's like, what's with you? Just can't wait for Christmas morning.
Yeah, right. Can't wait.
In a month? No.
Nope, tomorrow. Doing a Big Balls parody song.
He's got big balls.
Going old school radio. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Right.
Boy, how old are you again? Right. Yep.
You're a father of two.
Cha-ching!
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you don't have big balls.
Yeah,
so
Case
you
is a father of two.
Yeah. Daily.
He ripped his game pants again.
Yeah, that was great.
What's equipment guy's naming it? Dennis Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Just hating Case's balls.
He hates him.
How much crap?
So like the wind.
Yeah.
All right, one more time.
Came here as the backup, undeniably.
This guy's so old.
But Bradford has the knees of a man of 90. So Case became the starter, though he isn't very tall. It takes a nut cup the size of a blimp to protect his giant balls.
He's got big balls.
What now?
He's got big balls.
Sing it, Tim.
He's got big balls.
What do you like about him?
He's got big balls.
One more time.
He's got big balls.
I think I misheard you now.
He's got big balls.
That's right. Case has the biggest balls of them. They're both the size of softball. His thighs are always bruised. Oh no, he's torn his game pants once again. Yes, and even in the summertime, his legs are never tan. Jesus. And when it's hot, his sack gets saggy and Case can barely stand.
He's got big balls.
What's that, Zim?
He's got big balls.
One more time.
He's got big balls.
Say it for me, please.
He's got big balls.
What is it again? No, I'm sorry.
He's got big balls.
Who is it again? Case has what?
He's got big balls.
Yes, he does. Case has the biggest balls of them all.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I don't find that funny. I think that's sophomoric. I think that's what a hack would do, right? It's a hack comedy trick to basically hack it up and go easy, go lowbrow, and just...
It's childish.
The right. Captain and the Bean.
6.5 minutes yep. yesterday, Zim stood at the podium and talked about football, and you want to giggle and do a whole first segment of a radio show because he says that Case has big balls. Clearly you understood he meant that he's fearless, that yeah. he's brave on the football field, that he likes to take some gambles once in a while because he's not afraid to fail. He's not afraid to face risk. You go with this middle school ball joke.
That's not going to get
what
you
are
anywhere.
6th grade, 7th yeah. grade?
Toilet humor gets you nowhere. Yeah,
which one of the adolescents are you?
Right. I would. I what? Hope Captain and the Tennille or Captain and the Bean get fired today.
Captain Tennille are like out in California right now going,
isn't one of them dead?
Yeah, probably.
The captain's got to be dead.
Probably.
Billy Hildebrand?
God, I love Fan Outdoors. Is that getting booted because it's Thanksgiving?
No, they're on all day.
Oh, they're on all day tomorrow.
Yeah, marathon.
So no Vikings-Lions game, no Vikings fan line, just Thanksgiving Day, Fan Outdoors, how to shoot a turkey in the face with a shotgun.
Right, from point blank. Again?
Is that now?
Props to Eric Carlson who said, I never knew Bane could sing.
That's pretty good.
All right. That'll be posted at some point here pretty soon. And whenever AJ gets here, we'll post that specifically to the Power Trip podcast channel on iHeartRadio. Otherwise, I have a hunch it may make another appearance or two
here
during.
Comes Case.
Yep. he just stood up out of bed.
This isn't even a parody song. These are just his balls banging together.
He just got out of bed. He's walking to brush his teeth.
Front Page Sports next on the Power Trip Morning Show right here in the Fan.
The Fan.
Jump on it, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show. Yeah. Freezing outside this morning.
Yeah, that turned quick, right?
Yeah.
Mid-40s to about, what, under 20, I would feel,
there's
give or
14
take.
On my mirror this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, that sounds yeah. about right to me.
Ugh.
Damn it.
There it is. It's here. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I mean, what do you expect, right?
Don't mind the snow, hate the cold.
Correct.
Right? Doesn't that sum up most Minnesotans?
Yeah.
We like the snow. We like to get out and have fun in the snow. Just hate the cold.
Yeah.
Hate the wind.
If there is going to be cold, give me some snow.
100% correct.
That's all. Tomorrow morning, best of the Power Trip for a little bit, and then we get ready for that pregame. The pregame starts at 9 a.m. because the game starts at 11 a.m.
Well, then there's also the best of Paul Allen, the best of the common man Dan Cole, and the best of Dan Barrero.
After the game?
Nope, during our time slot.
Yeah, and guess who has to do it?
Let me guess, you.
Yeah.
You have to load in everybody's?
Yep.
Wow, when did you become everybody's B-word?
I don't know. Mabbitt's like, you do it.
Mabbitt?
Mabbitt, yeah. Mabbitt, his evil brother.
Oh, well. It'll be fun for you to load that in.
Yep.
It's a good learning experience.
Yep. Yeah. 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 Got like 4 computers going right now.
Do you?
Yep.
Any porn on any of them?
Oh, I got banned. My Xvideos account was shut down.
Okay.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
Do you guys remember one day ago we were talking about the Minnesota Golden Gopher basketball team? 14th ranked
yeah.
in the country.
Right.
Being 37.5 point favorites over Alabama A&M.
I remember that.
Remember, and you're like, God, that's a lot of points for a college
that's
basketball
game. That's a lot.
They won by 43.
Hey.
They really? Covered. They won by 43. Holy they won holy. 100-57. So if you gave the 37.5, you covered.
Sweet.
Gophers win 100-57 over Alabama A&M. Jordan Murphy, 20 points. 10 rebounds. Up next, they host UMass Friday at 11 a.m. That's Black Friday. We're all going to be shopping. Come on,
right.
guys.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Remember when UMass kicked ass with
yeah.
like Marcus Cannon?
Oh, hell yeah. And Calipari was the head coach. Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah.
Have they been good in the last 25 years?
No, not since he left.
Okay. The Wild are at Buffalo, 6 o'clock tonight, right here on The Fan. The Buffalo Sabres are a team that Mark Parrish consistently forgets. He played for them for 2 days. Buffalo, 5-12-4. Yeah, that's right. The Wild are 9-8-3. Wild back-to-back losses. You remember how I told you, and Parrish and I have one of those bits tonight, thanks to our friends at Coors Light, hockey trivia events?
What time will that be?
It's tonight during the Wild game, first and second period. So what, 6 to 8 or so?
That's hockey, I think.
Station 280 in St. Paul.
Yeah.
And again, Coors Light has these really cool kind of like silk-ish banners that have all the teams from the NHL and says Coors Light. They're pretty cool. We give a couple away a week. In addition to tickets and things, too, but still, in general, just Coors Light throws in a couple of these banners to give away.
Okay.
And Parrish, a couple of weeks ago, thought it was funny to, instead of just autographing it, because a lot of people were just asking, hey, could you sign this? Since I won it, could you just sign it? He's like, sure. Well, he started changing the Montreal Canadiens logo into a St. Cloud State logo.
Okay.
But then he also thought it'd be funny to sign underneath every team he played for, which is kind of awesome, right?
That's
it's a funny
cool.
bit.
Yeah.
So the last couple weeks he's been doing that, and I think it's something like 7 or 8 teams. So he has 7 or 8 autographs. But this is true. He played for the Buffalo Sabres for such a small amount of time. I think it's 2 games. It literally was like a weekend, right? And then it was over. So he also, when he autographs underneath each team that he played for, he'll autograph it with the number of the team that he, the number that he wore for that team.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He legitimately could not remember the jersey number that he had for the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, boy.
So when he's autographing it the other day, he's, God, what the hell number was I for Buffalo? Can you imagine being a pro athlete, right? Living out your lifelong dreams. You would remember your jersey number forever.
Of course.
He spent so little time with Buffalo and spent so much time with other teams, could not remember the number that he played for the Buffalo Sabres. Came up with it eventually, but it must have taken him 45 seconds. What the hell number was I?
Yeah.
Duck, quack,
that's our boy.
Whatever it was.
Yep, that's why he's the best.
Ladies and gentlemen,
oh, no.
Can I please have your attention?
Certainly.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
This just came across the wire from the Minnesota Gophers football team. The Minnesota Golden Gophers have agreed to a contract extension through 2023 for Coach P.J. Fleck.
He's got big balls.
Is that a 1-year extension, 2-year extension? How long is the... I assume he had a 4 or 5 year deal to start.
Yeah, I thought it was a 5-year deal.
Basically just keeps him here through 2023.
2023. So that means
it's a 1-year deal.
Yeah, probably.
So it was probably a 5-year deal. Was it a 5-year deal to start and this is a 1-year extension?
Aren't they 4 normally?
Yeah, but let's do the math here.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's either a 1-year extension or a 2-year extension based on whether we had a 4 or 5-year deal, give or take.
2023.
Seems like a year that doesn't exist.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah.
So if this is year 0, what year will that be?
Wow.
Let's just hope at some point there's a year 1.
Right,
that'd be nice.
Somebody had to have reached out, right?
Oh, of course.
First season's not even over yet.
Of course.
So there must be a bit of a signing bonus with this new deal that he signed.
Somebody had to have reached out.
Don't know. Mark Craig in the Star Tribune writes the following story. Former Vikings Randy Moss and Steve Hutchinson are among 6 first-year eligible candidates to make the field of 27 semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2018. So they're in it. Former Viking center Matt Burke, who was among the initial list of 108 nominees this year, did not make the cut in his first year of eligibility. So Burke's not going in, at least right off the bat.
What's he going to do now?
Other first-year eligible candidates are Rondé Barber, Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, and World Poker Tour regular Richard Seymour. He's like legit, follows the whole tour,
really?
Hardcore poker player. If you watch the World Poker Tour on Fox Sports North.
He was a great
Richard
player.
Seymour is frequently seen.
He's a great player.
He clearly has the money, so he throws the money at the big tournaments all the time.
It's just cash.
So that's my favorite player on that list.
It's just cash.
Yep,
not Randy?
But he takes it seriously. It's not just, hey, I got money, I'm going to throw it at poker. He legitimately tries to be really, really good. He's taking it very seriously.
Well, good for him. I'm proud of him.
Other players previously eligible who became first-time semifinalists are Leroy Butler, Leslie O'Neill, Simeon Rice, and Everson Walls.
Who?
Right. Other semifinalists, T.O., Steve Atwater, Tony Baselli, Isaac Bruce, Don Coryell, Brian Dawkins, Alan Faneca, Tori Holt, Joe Jacoby, Adrian James, Jimmy Johnson, Ty Law, John Lynch, Kevin Mawai, and Hines Ward, who was in one of the worst scenes in film history during The Dark Knight Rises. When he continued to try to score a touchdown when people were dying and the world was collapsing.
Yeah.
He kept running.
Right behind him.
And Christopher Nolan doesn't make that mistake essentially ever.
Yeah.
But he did in that scene. Just pure stupidity. Justice League garbage in the middle of an otherwise pretty solid Christopher Nolan film. Not his best, far from his best. What is his best? Prestige, maybe?
Yeah.
Memento, maybe?
Never seen that.
Didn't he do the other Batman?
Yeah, well, sure, Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's
sure.
his best, then.
I think I liked Prestige better.
No kidding.
I mean, Heath Ledger, I get it. Brilliant.
Right. But, the rest of that movie's overrated.
Well, I disagree with that as well, but that's your opinion. That's fine.
Right, it's my opinion.
I saw a terrific film last night. Legitimately terrific.
So did I.
And people, that's a lie. Person, one person, I feel undersold it.
La La Land?
Nope. No, you didn't undersell La La Land.
Kong Skull Island.
Nope, I watched most of that through your eyes on the plane back from Europe.
You almost cried. If I hadn't interrupted you, you might have cried.
Speaking of crying, the film fist. I'm referring to, I actively thought during the end, Chris Hockey is going to bawl his goddamn eyes out.
You got to...
You watched Muppets Take Manhattan?
That was... Who doesn't cry at Muppets Take Manhattan?
You.
Me? Marry you? Was it new? Was it Wonder?
Sure. Nope. Brand new.
Did you see it in the theater?
Yes, I did.
Oh, then you went and saw...
Justice League?
No.
No.
Wonder Woman?
Nope.
Hold on, we'll figure
it out. I like this game. This is fun.
Like brand new.
Brand new.
Is it that...
Coco?
Correct.
You saw
Coco last night?
Terrific.
No kidding.
And it's everything. This is so in your wheelhouse. First of all, it's Pixar.
Of course.
Again, the good dinosaurs of the world and Cars 2 of the world, that's so infrequent, right? Almost always they hit home runs. They did it again.
Yeah.
This is sick. But this, think of this for Chris Hockey's wheelhouse. The love of music is essentially the whole point of the film. So it's a kid who just wants to play music. That's all he wants.
He's going to sob.
That's Chris. Chris believes in ghosts, so there's step two. Ghosts are a big part of this.
Right.
And in an adult way, Chris loves animation. So it's music, ghosts, and cartoons. This is your wheelhouse.
I am going to cry just thinking about it.
I thought it was great.
Really?
I think Mr. Z slightly undersold it because he said it was going to end up somewhere in the middle. For me, it's higher up than that. Is it Toy Story? Is it Finding Nemo? No, but I think it's the step right underneath that.
It's 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought it was great. I thought it was
very
touching. A little bit darker at the end than most Pixar movies. Got a little dicey there for a
no
second.
No kidding.
And I'll say this, if you are taking your kids this weekend to see Coco, Harper is 3, and the first time the skeletons pop up in a graveyard, she wasn't super thrilled about it, but Pixar makes it pretty obvious pretty quickly that these are friendly skeletons.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's dead relatives, and they look like skeletons, but they're nice people. So she was nervous for about 5 seconds as a 3-year-old, and then... By the end of the show, thought that the skeletons were super nice and friendly, and they were cool.
I'm glad to hear it's good. I'm sorry.
It was really good.
Here's the weird thing, and maybe it's because lately I've been working the football games, so I haven't been watching them on TV, and anytime I can watch TV, I'm watching Netflix or something on DVR, so I don't see commercials anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't know the plot of this movie.
Sure.
So I guess that tells you I haven't seen the trailer at all, I don't think. The latest animated Pixar movie is about a guitar-playing boy named Miguel, who accidentally enters the underworld on the Mexican Day of Dead, then tries to find his dead grandfather to ask him why his family has forbidden anyone from playing music.
Yeah, it's a little bit it's a little bit like Mexican Beetlejuice,
right?
Really,
okay,
which
sure.
is kind of brilliant why they put it in Mexico for the Day of the Dead, because if you would just put it in America with no accent,
yeah.
It would have felt very Beetlejuice-esque, maybe a little Coraline-esque. So
no
I like
kidding.
That they put it in a foreign country with The Day of the Dead is the theme. I thought it was really clever. Couple of nice little twists. Always awesome. Creative because it's Pixar. It's fun to see a good, good kids movie.
That's
right? Awesome.
That's good. I'll go see that this weekend for sure.
Yeah.
I watched
solid,
last
solid,
night.
Solid. What did you see?
The Jim and Andy documentary.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
About Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman and then playing Andy from London.
This is on Netflix, right?
Yes. And normally my Netflix don't work for some reason. I don't know. It's weird. Anyhow.
Get better internet.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I have great internet. But, no, trust me, I have great internet.
Oh, trust him.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, basically a porn joke. But, yeah, I texted Hockey immediately and was like, stop what you're doing and watch this. And he's like, I've already seen it. There's a reason it was, like, buried for as long as it was. Jim Carrey, like, he becomes Andy Kaufman to the point of it where everyone, Danny DeVito, Paul Giamatti are like, oh, boy. You could just see it in their face. They're like, just, we're making a movie.
So method acting to the point where even Jim Carrey got lost in it?
He literally...
Where he went too far?
When he becomes... There's a scene where he becomes Tony Clifton, who is Andy's alter ego, where there's a woman who's like, no, like, we don't like you. Like, because he's Tony Clifton. He's mean. He walks around with, like, a bag over his head. He's drunk. It's the weirdest thing, but... There's a small scene in it where you realize why Jim Carrey did it. And there's a quote in it that, I don't know, move me is probably the correct term. But he just basically says, like, he doesn't like being Jim Carrey. And every
doesn't
movie,
like being himself.
Every movie he's ever been, like when he says in this, when he made, what's the one with the gal from Titanic? That you guys like?
Yeah.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
He had just...
Terrific.
It is. So it's wonderful. He just had his heart broken. The director meets with him and says, you're perfect for this, but I need you to wait a year. So don't fix yourself.
Yeah, don't get well.
Don't get well. Yeah. So he basically just stays depressed for a year. Every movie he's been in, and he talks about the Truman Show, it's really good, but in that movie, he's a giant D-word.
Yeah, he is...
Where they like almost cancel it?
I will definitely watch that.
He's intolerable.
He's intolerable, and
he's mean to Lawler, the actual Jerry Lawler, the actual guy,
because he wanted to play the part so truly.
He's Andy.
Yeah.
He and like as Hockey and I talked about, his parents, actual Andy Kaufman's parents, show up, and you got to be like, dude, just stop. Like that's their dead son.
Right? Yeah.
And he's intolerable.
And guess what? He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He doesn't break character.
He's Andy
even
Kaufman
to them.
And Jim Carrey the entire. Or Andy Kaufman. He even won't let you. Can't bring up Jim Carrey around.
When a couple of people talk to him, fans talk to him as you know, talk as Jim Carrey, and he's like, I don't know who you're talking to. I like Jim Carrey. Sure, he's a good actor. It's
He's crazy.
It's intolerable. Yeah. And again, I just saw you pointed it out. You're exactly right. You can tell how much he dislikes himself. But I gotta believe most actors. Like name a good actor you really like that isn't the dude who always goes into his characters like that. But like De Niro or something.
Well, that's
back
Daniel
in the day.
Day-Lewis. Yeah, isn't Daniel, that
yeah,
his
yeah.
Good?
Method that's, what, acting. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But outside of those two guys, I got to believe most really good actors go, just stop.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. Just act.
Yeah, Jared Leto does that, right, too? Remember he was like actually trying to do pranks as the Joker?
As the Joker, yeah, right.
And everybody's like, get over yourself.
Right.
Just go to your trailer.
Just come on, man.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Your band's even not that good.
Yeah, your band's
your
too.
Ego's out of control.
But are you not getting off on his band?
It's very good.
Why are you not losing your mind?
That
well, it's because you have like two songs that I like. If you had 15 songs, I'd be super jacked for this show. I'm only here because my wife likes you.
Yes! I highly recommend it.
Yep. I can't say I enjoyed it. Right but
there's a bit
but
of a heave cry when he talks about his... And it's mostly he is who he is because his dad really never got to see him succeed.
Yeah.
I want a GoPro Periscope kind of situation when Chris sees the final 20 minutes of Coco. Oh my God, he's going to just lose it.
Maybe worse than he did in Sex in the City 2?
Remember when we once had a psychic tell us that Chris's dead grandmother did not care for his new music?
That's mean.
There's a little touch of Coco in that moment.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Not in terms of not liking it, or not liking the music. There's a touching little scene at the end that's the opposite of your grandmother hating you.
Oh.
Psychic told you your grandmother did not like your music.
That's mean.
Well, it's just nonsense.
Well, it's made up.
Of course it.
Really? Wait, it's no. Like Charles yesterday. That's basically right. What it is.
So I saw a terrific film last night called Coco. This is the opposite.
It's time for the Power Trip Cast Quiz. We give you the castmates and the year the movie came out. You give us the movie. The castmates, Owen Wilson and Penelope Cruz. The year, 2016. The answer, right after this.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the keyword, LOCK. To 200-200, you'll get a text confirming entry, plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's LOCK to 200-200.
The Fan. And now, the answer to the Power Trip Cast Quiz. The castmates, Owen Wilson and Penelope Cruz. The year, 2016. The answer, Zoolander 2. And now, back to the Power Trip.
Just awful. It was awful.
The first one's awful.
No, the first one is awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
You just hate Ben Stiller. Correct. Zoolander 1 is great. Zoolander 2 was unwatchable.
What's worse, that or Anchorman 2?
Zoolander 2. Not even close.
Or Dumb and Dumber 2.
Well, I didn't see that because I knew it was going to be a disaster.
Hogsden, I did.
Oh, yeah.
We even hated it.
There was a couple of funny scenes, though. Like when they drive around for a minute and they end up back at the same house. That was funny. A bar in Milwaukee.
That's pretty.
Had a promotion on Sunday where people could drink for free until the Packers scored for the first time.
Oh, boy. So they're still drinking?
Do you remember what happened?
They were shut out for the first time in 11 years.
That's exactly right.
It was weird because it was exactly 11 years.
Was it really?
To the same day.
Yeah. Yeah. 2006.
So what you get for being a Packer fan.
Yeah, but they loved it. Yeah. They should have... A bar in Wisconsin can't risk that promotion anymore.
No, they should never. Okay, think about that. They should never do that. Let's say the Packers against the Ravens on Sunday had scored 56 points. If you say free beer until the Packers score, even if the Packers return the opening kickoff, that's going to cost you $6.7 million.
That's correct.
To let Scotty's drink for 11 seconds.
Even for 11 seconds, yeah.
And when does it start? Right at noon? Let's say they defer. And the Ravens march down, take 6 or 7 minutes off the clock. Think of how expensive that is.
Right. If the second the kickoff starts, the promotion starts,
Right. Then
you're going to have 196 Scotties doing keg stands. So they're all going to be upside down.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Stranger Things. They're going to be in the upside down doing keg stands the entire 11 seconds of that first kickoff. And then, the Packers scored. It's like, well, we're all drunk. We've been drinking nonstop for 11 seconds.
And there's going to be, 32 DWIs.
Yeah, way more than that.
In that span.
Right. That is a horrible financial decision.
I know.
Let Scotty's drink for free. Horrible.
Horrible.
Hey, Saucy.
Yeah, babe.
Regarding the Jim Carrey thing real quick.
Yeah.
How about the $10 million check?
I'd heard that before.
Had you?
Yeah, because he did it and then he buried it with his dad.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The dad part is, I mean, everybody's got a,
Yeah, everybody's got a dad. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
Well, everybody's, There's some connection to why he is who he is.
Yes!
Right. Hey, yeah.
Well, we will look forward to that, Greg.
Thanksgiving, all about food, but for some of you, it's about shopping.
Hi!
My name is. Okay.
Were you going to finish that?
No. Yeah, Slim Shady.
Oh, okay. According to a new survey by Groupon, which I dearly
love.
I do. The average person will start their Black Friday shopping at 3:29 p.m. tomorrow.
Unless you have a Target Red Card and get after it today.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I got two things in particular that I want.
Or a. I don't know if I should say this because I'm not 100% sure it's the truth, but somebody who I know said it, so it may be right.
Well, let's just say it, and then if it's wrong, we'll just deny.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can do the same thing if you have a Best Buy rewards card.
Can start it early.
Yeah.
Black Friday shopping early.
Is that just online, their core, or is that
I believe it's just online.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, yeah, but Shopping online whales, because as hockey taught me, you don't see any money exchanged.
Right. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's fake.
You just hand them a piece of plastic.
How much have you purchased
today?
They
give you things. Nothing yet, but I just got up and I had to write the big ball song.
Yeah, you should play that again.
Well, see, but this year I think I'm going bigger for Black Friday than I ever have before.
Mm.
People are like, well, geez, like calm down. What's your problem? Well, if you guys know me, I really don't buy anything the rest of the year. I wear the same 10 shirts all year, so I don't spend a lot of money
same
on clothes.
Same thong.
Yeah, I know.
Right. The only thing I waste money on is my horrible, horrible, relentingly bad poker career.
Oh,
right.
I was going to say skiing addiction.
Right. So outside of consistently donating money to the Minnesota and Upper Midwest poker community.
So nice of you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I don't spend a lot of money. So sure, splurge once a year, no big deal. Spread it out over the course of 12 months, I'm not really spending that much money. Who cares?
And you know when you do spend a lot of money? When you get hammered.
He's got big balls.
He's the nicest human being on the planet when he gets hammered.
He is, and he's got big balls
every time. I got it. Corey, you just bought.
It's not worth arguing about it.
Yeah, right.
I got the cab. Corey, we're going back to Minneapolis. It's fine. I got it.
He's got big balls.
He also has big balls when he's drunk because we almost got knifed at a McDonald's in New Orleans one time.
No, well, they were lying.
Yeah, of course they were lying.
Drug dealers said
they were also
on the cover of a Wheaties
drug
box.
Sellers.
So what?
Don't. What? Rule one, don't mess with drug dealers.
Cereal box before. He's not Cap'n Crunch.
No. They weren't even talking to us.
Well, they kind of were. They were trying to sling us drugs. Remember, then the guy at the end basically said that he would be here all week. And we're like, well, we're only here till Wednesday, and we don't want drugs, so I don't think this is going to work out.
The only reason and the only way you mess with anyone is if you have a hot-ass Randy standing next to you. Because he's tough.
I had Chris.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said.
Certainly not.
I mean, yeah, unless the guy farts on Chris or tries to steal Chris's women.
Yeah, and then it's
if I remember right though, and it's been what almost it's been over 10 years. That was almost it was 2008.
Yeah.
So 08 New Orleans, so it's almost been a decade and we were drunk at the time. But if I remember the four or five of those guys who were trying to sell us drugs, but also the one guy was claiming that he had been on a cover of a cereal box before.
Yeah.
When I said which cereal? Very condescending, right?
Yeah,
very skeptical. No, very, very skeptical because it didn't make sense to me.
Yep, I started loosening up my shoulders at that point.
He mostly death stared us, but it seemed, if I remember right, his friends seemed to go, oh God, here he goes with the cereal bit again.
Yep.
Even his friends seemed like, you're going with this bit. We've gone through this. You haven't been on a cereal box.
Right. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Right.
They were still unsheathing their weapons, but they were sick of hearing the story.
Right. And do you remember, too, when the guy was like, well, yeah, if you need anything, I'm going to be here all week. And we're like, well, we're leaving in like 2 days and no thanks. But if you do, no. I mean, this is a hard no. plus, are you really going to be in this McDonald's for 24 straight hours?
Selling drugs.
Around the clock. For the next 2 or 3 days. Because he claimed, I'm going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sleep? And you can't only sell at that New Orleans McDonald's 24 hours a day. Otherwise, I got to think he's got other spots to be that are going to make him more money. Mm-hmm. What a weird place to sling drugs.
The cops would get on to you, man.
Yeah, well, again, it's one of the many reasons why I love New Orleans.
Yes.
Because it is a minefield. And it's dangerous, and if I was a female, I would never step foot in that city.
Nope.
But I frickin' love it.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite cities in the country, and it's just a hellhole.
I think the only time I ever saw a cop was at one of the strippers at the strip club that basketball player was going into.
Kurt Thomas.
Yeah.
Was a stripper dressed as a cop?
Yeah.
Because that's hot.
That soup's hot.
Oh, yeah. Let's look that up, Hugsley.
One of my favorite parts of that whole trip. We were walking out of the strip club at like 2 a.m. when Kurt Thomas was walking in, and he had a game the next night.
Yep. And it was
the Spurs and the Spurs lost by something. Yeah. He knew everybody in the bar. Literally. They all hugged him like, good to see you, buddy. And the Spurs lost by 25 the next night.
Yeah, but that's if that's your thing.
And the Spurs don't lose by 25, and they did.
If that's your thing, that's a life goal to be known like that in a strip club.
It's a weird life goal, but sure, if that's your thing, go for it. It's got the money. Wild news and what really matters right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
One of the shot is good!
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
The Wild are at Buffalo tonight, 6 o'clock, right here on The Fan. Buffalo mostly awful at 5-12-4. The Wild are 9-8-3. The Wild coming off back-to-back losses, though. And they recalled Zach Mitchell and reassigned Joel Eriksson-Ek and Luke Cunnan. Nailed it.
Sweet.
Yeah,
so
man.
Zach Mitchell back up with the big squad.
Welcome back.
And there's your Wild News. Now let's do this.
And now it's time for What Really Matters. Brought to you by LutherAuto.com.
I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey will change your life with something else that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics.
Yeah.
And away we go, Billy Eichner. The Wolves host Orlando tonight at 7 o'clock. The Wolves are 7-point favorites. Over under 215. The Wolves are 10-7. The Magic are 8-9. Bet on the Wolves. What really matters is this.
Is that right?
I'm not saying you're going to win. I'm just saying in general. No, you should. Just bet on them.
What I'm about to tell you makes perfect sense if you think about it.
Okay.
Silly string was originally created in the 1970s when a chemist was trying to invent an instant spray-on cast, like for broken arms and such.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like that.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, that's genius.
Have they come up with that since?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it.
Hey, I failed with the cast bit, but we got silly string. Should we work on that cast thing or just stick? No, let's just stick with the silly string bit. Hey, there's Pear Bear behind you.
Oh, Pear Bear.
Mark.
Hey.
Mark, you're early.
Hi, Mark. I love you.
I like when Mark shows up at 6:40 because then we can do What Really Matters with him. Right? It's nice. I like early Parrish. Normally, he's still sleeping.
Hey, probies.
Those are yours.
What did he just say, hey, boobies?
I thought he said, hey, probies. Those are yours. Like, he looked down and said, hey, boobies.
No, that's what I thought he said.
Yeah. He said, hey, probies.
Those are his.
Strange. Hi, Mark. What happened to that button, by the way? Somebody deleted it. Yeah, I'm going to have to reload that in.
He hates us.
I just hammered that button for like 3 months.
I know, he hates us.
Hey, Pear Bear. Anyway, what were you saying again now? Oh, yeah, silly string.
Yeah, silly string, man.
Okay.
Makes sense to me.
The Gophers are ranked 14th in the country, and they were 37.5-point favorites yesterday against Alabama A&M, and they won by, I don't know, just 43. They covered 100-57. They are, I believe, 5-0, and they host UMass Friday. What really matters, Mark Parrish, is this.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Spectacular. How are you doing?
Real good, thank you. Reading silently to yourself?
The worst.
It's a relatively new development. People have been writing and reading for about 5,000 years, but it's only been socially acceptable to sit and read by yourself for the past 300 to 400 years.
300 to 400 years. Before that, it was, if you're reading, you're reading out loud.
That's right.
It's creepy to just sit and study. Really?
That's right, right.
I get that.
Is that because there's only so many people that could read?
Maybe.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, then in that case, I'm going old school because I don't just sit around and read by myself. I play video games and watch television and stay in my basement.
Yeah.
I talk to myself.
Yeah, I do too.
It counts. Yeah, sure. Okay. That's good.
I do. Busted sometimes by many teammates in the locker room doing that. Yeah.
I do it in public.
That's embarrassing. I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
Strange.
You've encouraged. You also talked to a bunch of foreigners about the Timberwolves in London. So
you know, I was going to talk to you about this yesterday. You know, when you were in London, you were the foreigner.
Yeah, but it was people that weren't like we were. Yeah, great point. But I meant like they were people who were like from
England.
No, they were somewhere other than England that you had met out on the street. You're like, where are you from? And they were like, so-and-so. And you were like, and they were said something about the Lakers. And you were like, we have Carl Anthony Towns. They were from somewhere other than London, which made us, I guess, all foreigners. So you are correct.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you should live a day inside my head.
The Vikings are at the Lions tomorrow, right here on The Fan at 11:30. Pregame locally in the Twin Cities here around, what, 9 or 9:30? Maybe 9:30 we're going to go with?
Yeah.
2 hours before? The Vikings are 3-point favorites.
Isn't the game at 11?
Well, I don't know. I'm doing
it says 11:30.
45 hours of best of.
The old schedule here.
Yeah, well, I thought we only had an hour and a half of Power Trip Best Stuff.
But I have to do PAs and Barreros.
When did you become everybody's B-word?
And again, why does Common not get an hour? First of all, we should have all of the hours. It's our time slot.
Yeah, this is when we're on.
Right, then number two, if we're going to divvy it up and say everybody has to have a little Best Of, all the shows are important in their own special way, then if I'm Common, I'm going, how come I don't get an hour?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Is it just me or... Well, yeah, crazy.
I would take that as a shot if I were him. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, what are you saying? I didn't have an hour of good show?
Can I ask a pot-stirring question?
Absolutely.
What if it was 3 to 6:30? Would we get an hour and a half of Best Of?
We asked this on the air like a week or two ago.
I know.
What's the answer?
Maybe nobody said anything to us. So I don't know.
It was probably too early.
If the Best Of was 3 to 6:30, there's no chance Barrero would allow penis jokes in his time slot. Well, why are we allowing, you know, sports talk and book talk in our time slot? We don't like books.
I was told on Thursday when I have to be here tomorrow that I have to play an hour of the John Feinstein interview, which is book talk. Great interview. But it's not penis talk.
Right,
yeah, man.
Penis talk happens 6:30.
Right. We ain't loving book talk.
Yeah, we want penis talk. The more schlong talk, the better.
All right, calm down on that. That I actually disagree with.
Yeah.
What really matters is this.
It's in his contract?
Yeah, to talk schlong.
I didn't know that. Crayola is a mix of two French words. Cray, which means chalk, and oligné, which means oily.
Oily chalk.
Right.
Right.
Chalk oily.
Well, you should play Chalk Outline. That's a great song.
By who?
Newfound Glory.
3 Days Grace.
Yeah, that's the Newfound Glory is what I found this morning.
Oh. Down the bathroom?
Yeah, Muppet threw up twice. It was disgusting.
You love that.
Oh, you know what else is a thing? Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money. Great point.
Yeah. Oh, this song bangs!
I would agree with you, but I'm not sure how you got there.
That's how this show works. You just have to, you know, have a nice, smooth segue
Eddie
and
Money,
just say,
honestly.
Great point.
Damn right, I do. Great point.
Yeah.
The Rams are at the Cowboys at 3:30 tomorrow. The Rams are one-point favorites. How far the Cowboys have fallen?
They're 0-2 since they lost Zeke.
Pear Bear, what's your normal Thanksgiving Day plan? What do you do tomorrow? Do you watch any football? Because you don't seem to like football much.
No, yeah, I like football. I will watch football, eat, nap, wake up, eat some more, nap.
So
wake up, eat some more, go to bed.
So you have a shampoo and conditioner Thanksgiving Day plan where it's like rinse, wash, repeat.
Absolutely.
Multiple naps for Paris. That shocks zero people in these two rooms.
Nope.
God,
and
that sounds
I look
great.
Forward to it. It's the only day I don't get crap for taking multiple naps.
And there's no hockey, right? No NHL games on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
We talked to Carly about that yesterday, and Sauce and Rosen doubted her knowledge.
Yeah, I felt bad. I apologized to her.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about calling in there, but I'm glad Jason was up to correct
to back her up.
So,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know if did we ever get... So they'll have to petition to the league to leave like late Thursday night?
And I assume they already have petitioned if they want to.
It would be not the wisest choice to leave Friday morning, right?
No, it wouldn't be. It's tough.
Game.
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously,
have you ever had to do it?
Not for a 3 o'clock game, but yeah, I have before. When we were here, we had to travel to Toronto the day after Christmas. So we played home and home against Detroit the 22nd, 23rd. We had the 24th, 25th off, and we played Toronto and then I think Detroit again back at home in those 4 days. And we got throttled in Toronto because, it's really hard to.
Did you play hockey too?
Sort of.
And again, you're talking about Colorado because the Wild are home on Friday. But if Colorado wants to travel here, they would have to ask the league. And as a team, they would have to agree to it. And again, we asked that yesterday. I wonder who gets to make that decision. Because what if half the team doesn't want to travel on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, the union definitely has say in that.
Right. So that's so strange. It would almost have to be unanimous. What a weird little CBA clause. But either way, the Wild host Colorado 3 o'clock Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that's
right,
a tough one for Colorado.
During the downtime of Black Friday shopping.
Right.
It's calm down by then.
Game.
Is that right?
Yeah. Me and Chris.
Eddie Money, great point.
Yeah.
What really matters...
By the way, I'm getting the phone's ringing. I'm not sure what you said, but it's the LA Chargers versus Dallas tomorrow.
Oh, is it really? Did I see the Rams?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Really? Okay, yeah. Chargers
that still
versus
sounds
Cowboys.
Weird.
Nice catch if that's the correct answer.
But that's even weirder that
you're right,
the Chargers are the favorite.
Correct. Chargers at Dallas. I did say the Rams. Chargers at Dallas. Chargers 1-point favorite, 48 for the over-under.
Hey, right. It took until November nice catch, for you Rubes. To make a mistake.
Oh,
it won't be my last.
You rarely make them.
Thank you. I definitely made that one. Nice catch.
Hey, Mark Parrish?
Yes, sir.
You said you're a football fan. When you see Case Keenum play, what's the one thing about his game that you like the most? Is there something that sticks out?
He's got big cojones.
You know, the thing I like the most about Case is he's got big balls.
He do. Mm-hmm. In fact...
Parrish, have you heard this yet?
This is from a different radio station, Parrish. Captain and the Bean.
Yeah, the Captain and the Bean did this. Yeah.
Okay, then by your reaction, you have yet to hear this, so buckle up.
Came here as the backup undeniably, but Bradford has the knees of a man of 90, so Case became the starter, though he isn't very tall. It takes a nut cup the size of a blimp to protect his giant balls.
He's got big balls.
What now?
He's got big balls.
Sing it, Tim.
He's got big balls.
What do you like about him?
He's got big balls.
One more time.
He's got big balls.
I think I misheard you now.
He's got big balls.
That's right. Case has the biggest balls of them. They're both the size of softball. His thighs are always bruised. Oh no, he's torn his game pants once again. Yes, and even in the summertime, his legs are never tan. And when it's hot, his sack gets saggy and Case can barely stand.
He's got big balls.
What's that, Zim?
He's got big balls.
One more time.
He's got big balls.
Say it for me, please.
He's got big balls.
What is it again? No, I'm sorry.
He's got big balls.
Who is it again? Case has what?
He's got big balls.
Yes, he does. Case has the biggest balls of them all.
So let's go full circle. The next time Barrero has a 3 to 6:30 opportunity to have best of, do you believe our program director, Chad Abbott, will give the Power Trip Morning Show an hour so we can run the Case Has Big Balls parody song circa top 5 at 5? In fact, that's the hour I want, 5 to 6.
Yes.
I want drive time. I want people getting off of work where they normally check in with top 5 at 5 and then they listen to Tom Lyons right afterwards. I would like that hour to have the Big Balls parody song, and I would like Sauce You to just basically run it on a loop because you're going to have to load it in.
Why? Yeah. Why would I? Wouldn't Guardsy?
No, it's you.
When
it's
did you
now.
Become everybody's B?
It's your job now.
So we could have like the top dong at 5.
I mean,
we should work on that.
Sounds like Case does.
I don't think he mentioned anything about that.
Yeah, You mean Captain?
Well, I'm just
Bean?
Saying. Otherwise, it's going to be a really weird ratio, right? Like, oh boy, that's actually an unnecessary Case. I think a lot of gals would like that reversed.
Yeah, it's like a baby gecko laying on some boulders.
Right.
I used to hear that a lot back in the day. Can we reverse that?
Wow. What else do we have in the 7 o'clock hour?
Hey, you know, AJ should be here. You hear Parrish. It's a wild Wednesday, so we'll break down the wild and what's going on there.
I like when Parrish gets here early.
Me too. I like it very much.
I like What Really Matters with Parrish. It's fun.
Yeah.
Although, we should continue. Let's do more What Really Matters, if you don't mind.
I've got plenty. And we also have the Fargo Flash, which is good because we got a brand new deal, extension for the head coach of the Golden Gopher football squad.
Yeah, right on. PJ Fleck news.
Yeah, that's the Rosie?
No, we don't. That is the Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Wayzata, which is, I believe, how you got here this morning,
Mark. That is exactly
Mark.
How I got here in there.
Congratulations.
RX. Well, I got here so fast.
I know. We'll be right back. It's Power Trip on the Plane.
KFAN, total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. A good time to leave the house. We've got nothing going on the roadways. Not even an accident or a delay. Overnight construction's been cleared. No weather issues either. We've got ongoing road work. County Road I is closed at 35W between the ramps on either side of the interstate until further notice. And the ramp from northbound 35W to County Road I is closed. That's traffic on the Fan brought to you by Office Depot Office Max. You've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Max Office Depot take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop, or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
Discover huge deals during the Arctic Cat year-end clearance event with rebates up to $4,000 plus 0% APR financing for 60 months. And now through November 30th, get a Black Friday bonus package that includes a free Arctic Cat snowmobile cover, belt, and gallon of synthetic oil with the purchase of any new Arctic Cat snowmobile. Get into your local Arctic Cat dealer today to take advantage of these huge savings. Year-end clearance event offers valid through 12/31/17. Black Friday bonus valid through 11/30/17. Certain restrictions apply. See your dealer for details. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Join the fan along with Paul Allen and Paul Charchi and for a Friday football feast, Buffalo Wild Wings in Blaine this Friday, November 24th. More details, KFAN.com, keyword events.
Hi, AJ.
Hey, Chris.
How are you today, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Real good. Big Thanksgiving plans for you?
I'm very thankful that, you know, for the first couple years that we were married, we did the double dip Thanksgiving with your family and my family.
Yeah.
And at one point in time, my uncle invited her family over to his house for Thanksgiving. So our, like, two sides of the families are now combined on Thanksgiving.
Aww.
Which is awesome. So we don't have to run around like crazy, and everyone can still get together.
Yeah, that's awesome. You could either do that or move 1,000 miles away like I did.
Yeah.
Or...
I'm not interested in that.
Or the Corey Cove plan, which is... All of your family is in and around the Twin Cities, but you work and then shop and avoid them all.
Yeah.
That's option C. That's the one I'm going to pick. I'm not necessarily saying you guys have to.
I must be taking a different test than you. I don't have that option.
I'm going option D. I'm going to go over to my parents' house tomorrow, bitch about my situation, how I'm not where I want to be, and make it all about me. And then leave and go shopping with Corey.
And then work here. You basically have my plan. Work here and then shop.
Yeah.
Work and shop.
Yeah, I mean, my family, my childhood was so bad, I don't like to be around my parents.
Okay. And by the way, shop is the wrong word, right? I went, quote unquote, jacket shopping with my wife the other day. Ooh. Oh, my God. The worst. This is like a Jay Leno joke.
Jacket for you or her?
Both.
Oh.
And this is a Jay Leno kind of joke, but you ever notice that women and men shop differently? I can walk into a store and know within 20 seconds whether or not I have an option for a jacket. I'm like, I don't like that one. I'm like, this one's not for me.
Right.
And then standing there for 25 minutes as she tries on every jacket in the store, I'm like, I would have already been to 3 stores or already found the jacket. My shopping would have been done by now, and we haven't even left store number one. I'm like, I actually said to her, I go, maybe we should just try doing this separately.
Mm-hmm.
So shopping is really not the term... Tomorrow and Friday for me, it's just buying. Mm. I already know what I want, right? It's not shopping.
Yeah.
I go to the store, buy the 3 or 4 things I want, and leave.
You don't wander around?
Not on Black Friday or Black Thursday. That's not wandering around time. There's too many people.
Yeah,
I'm the same way regardless of the time. I go for what I need and then get out of there.
That's buying, not shopping, right? Shopping is... I wonder what they have.
No.
I don't care. Let's go.
No, we're going to spend some cheese.
Right. Let's spend that cheddar that was laid out in ones and fives on your Las Vegas bedroom.
A couple of C-notes. A
couple of C-notes in there, sure. A couple. It's fine.
Yeah. I have one in my wallet right now. It's Scene Bears.
My little Scene Bear?
Yeah. Zizzy owes it to you for something?
He does.
Some test he had to take?
That's right, yes. Something about testes,
No.
Okay.
Fan 5. Sauce mentioned it earlier, but the Gophers have extended the contract of PJ Fleck through 2023.
So I did a little research. I heard you guys questioning earlier. His original deal was a 5-year deal, which 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. But the language in this one says into 2023, which tells me that it's a 1-year deal. It's a 2022 season that goes into 2023. Does that sound right?
Well, this says through the 2023 season.
The release said into 2023.
Hmm. All right, Star Tribune has
the same thing.
Well, maybe, who knows? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Point is he's not going anywhere, and they have extended his contract through 2023, whatever that means. It's 2017, so that's a long way out. Who knows?
Not he's still worth here. Who the knows? Paper they are written on.
Right.
I wonder if
because he can walk away.
Yep.
But I wonder if that changed too, because they did that with Patino. Remember, the buyout became a bigger. If he wanted to leave, it is now more expensive for Rick Pitino to Richard Pitino to leave Minnesota for another school. So I wonder if that's part of the language in this deal too. If if PJ gets an offer from whoever, Alabama or whatever,
Greenbow,
Alabama, it now is gonna he's gonna have to pay $2 million instead of $500,000.
It's like $1 an hour.
It does seem like more than
that. Yeah, way more than that.
Yeah, but the teams he would lose to go to would put up that money.
Oh, for sure, for sure. But the university doesn't get hit quite as hard. Now, that does keep him from going to the kind of middling teams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great point, yeah.
And this is public record. I mean, this is a public university, so we're going to find all this out. I mean, they can't hide this. So eventually we'll find out exactly what all the nuts and bolts are. Someone's going to dig it up.
But what really matters is this.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Shoot. Sorry, I didn't know we were
doing. No, no, it's okay.
I wouldn't have thought.
You laid it down, and we need to smack 'em, yak 'em.
Smack 'em, yak 'em.
That's his favorite bit. He at one point had Abby saying it in school.
I didn't ask her to do it.
No, but you've said it so much.
Yeah. Anyway, the music video that's been played the most on MTV is
Free Falling.
Ooh. Ooh, on MTV.
That's right.
Hmm.
Is it Free Falling?
It is not.
Is it Thriller?
Out for the rest of the question.
I was thinking Thriller.
You know it is not.
Money for Nothing.
Is it a video from the 80s?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Is it Radio Killed the Video Star?
No.
That was the first
I
one.
I think it was named. Big Time Guy.
Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel.
Sledgehammer?
Yeah.
That's
correct.
Yeah.
Oh, nailed it. Yeah. Way to go, Pear
this
Bear.
This song bangs.
Well, and the claymation was off the charts.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. It was.
Yeah, the video was awesome.
Groundbreaking.
He's got so many good songs.
It was a crazy video.
Yeah, most of them are, yeah. He's weird.
If I said favorite video all time off the top of your head, which one jumps out right off the bat?
Thriller, when you said Thriller at me.
Thriller's way up there. The one that changed my life, and it wasn't just because of the song, it was literally the video, was Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
Maybe because
I saw it before I heard it, right? I saw it on MTV before I heard it on the radio. Like, what is this? I want more of that.
Kill.
Gosh, music videos were sweet.
Don't Come Around Here No More, videos. Probably.
Ooh, yeah.
By Tom Petty.
That's a good one.
Where she turns into the cake, and the guy on the caterpillar is the synthesizer player for the Eurythmics.
Yeah, he's the other side of the Eurythmics. Yeah.
Great story.
Who are awesome. Okay, fine.
No, he's right.
Yeah. And he basically stole that song, because it was for a woman.
I don't know, Cor. I don't have an answer.
I'd probably say Thriller.
Yeah, Thriller's terrifying.
That's sweet.
Hmm. It did scare me when I was a kid. Those whiskers coming out.
Hell yeah.
I'd see Cherry Pie by Warrant.
Great point.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Yeah, that trumps.
Yep.
I thought you, yeah.
What did you still have playing?
Who knows? Eddie Money.
It sounded like Cher.
Great point.
Rock
the sun. Thank you, Beavis. Or Butthead.
This one or Billy Idol.
What about Cradle November Love? Rain, man? November Rain's a great video.
You remember Cradle of Love, Billy Idol?
Oh, heck
sure.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wow. You haven't seen that video?
Oh, wait a minute. I have the right answer.
Yeah.
Chris Isaak, Wicked Game.
Oh, yeah. You should play that.
Nope. That one wins.
That song's so good, too. Beavis and Butthead.
You should check this video out, Sauce. So you probably still
What's
enjoy
it called?
It. Cradle of Love.
How do you spell cradle?
With a D.
Billy?
Not craddle.
I spelled craddle. Is he still with us?
Who?
This guy?
Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Still kicking ass.
Yeah.
Still doing badass cameos in Adam Sandler films. Billy Idol gets it.
Sweet.
My turn?
Yes. Yeah,
the
yes,
Wild
it
are
is.
At Buffalo tonight at 6 o'clock right here in the Fan. Mark Parrish, they recalled Zach Mitchell. They reassigned Joel Eriksson Ek and Luke Cunnin. Nailed it. Ooh. To Iowa. What did Eriksson Ek and Cunnin show you while they were up, and what do they need to work on?
I really liked what Cunnin brought to the table. He's going to be a very good, complete player, but they both have to play a lot more than they are right now. And if you want them to develop into top six players, They have to play like top six players. They can't play third, fourth line.
So this isn't that they're not good enough. This is just we don't have ice time for you right now, so this is maximizing ice time.
Exactly. This is more about their development than anything they're doing wrong.
So then what about Zach Mitchell? Why bring him up?
He's playing well. Playing real well. Big body.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Crash and bang a little bit.
He's got big body.
Brilliant. Right.
I was working on Chris big Hockey balls Perry last scene. Night, by the way, Hawk.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, you were?
TMZ has pictures.
Matt and I.
How is Pete Sauce?
He's bringing a pig to the state fair to try to win a nice
little blue ribbon. Piggy poop balls?
Yeah. Piggy poop balls, man. Crapped on his own balls. That's the grossest picture ever.
I think we did 3 hours on it.
We did.
Abbott's name. Oh, yeah. Well, that's pig vomit, right?
I think it was both. What really matters is this.
Well, piggy poop balls matters to me.
Yeah, they do. It's like your dad's dream.
Why?
It's poop and pigs. Bacon and
he's pooping pigs.
Yeah,
how much bacon does he eat?
He plays that instead of Hungry Hungry Hippos.
They eat and crap at the same time.
Never goes on the ground because it lands on their giant mules.
It's piggy poop balls. Get it for Christmas.
Again, this will never be allowed to play 3 to 6:30 when our best of runs
after top 5 at 5 with Dan Barrero.
Why can't we have dong talk?
What if we do a podcast called Beyond the Dong?
Should we do it right now?
Aren't we?
Tenneby and Pat Micheletti.
Yeah. Talk about, you know, quick shifts.
Whoa.
Careful.
I said shifts.
We heard you. Whoa. We just don't trust you. What really matters is this.
I like this job. I love this job, actually. I was told never to say I don't like this job, and I got yelled at yesterday. I love this job more than anything in the world.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I do.
A new survey asked people which pies they're most looking forward to eating tomorrow.
What did your dad say?
Well, who cares? Because Kanzemius just showed up with toaster strudel, so I'm not thinking about tomorrow. I'm thinking about today. Right. Today. God, Parrish.
Hi, piggy strudel balls.
Save some room for later. He's just diving in. Like it's a
I'm not the
river.
Host. This isn't my show.
That's a great shirt. Kanzemius
had he hadn't even put the plate down, and Parrish like, lay off me. I'm starving. Just ripped it right out of his hands. That was sweet. Where were we again? Oh, what really matters is this.
A new survey asked people which pies they're most looking forward to tomorrow.
Can you answer what Rosie said?
No.
Please. It's Christmas.
No.
Yeah, Rosie.
Yeah, what did Rosie answer?
Hold on. Billy Idol's still playing.
We actually had Rosie record this yesterday, what pie he's looking forward to having tomorrow.
He didn't actually say a word. He just intimated what he liked the most.
When actions speak louder than words.
Right after top 5 for 5, Brad Barrero.
Who's Brad Barrero?
Who's Brad Barrero?
His evil brother.
Get your own bit.
I love that earlier. Not his evil twin, just his evil brother. That was awesome like 20 minutes ago.
What I say?
You meant evil twin, but earlier you're like, it's his evil brother.
Well, I have one. He's evil.
When you said, because Chicky Hawk said, who's Mabbit?
Oh. Yeah, Mabbit's his evil brother.
Right.
He comes from the land of plenty.
Okay.
Oh, does he really?
That was definitely an example of you started that sentence and you had no idea how you were going to finish.
That's Land Down Under. You should play that song.
He never says he comes from the land of plenty.
Yes, he does. Play it. Come from the land of plenty. He does say that.
I don't think he does.
I'll bet you one American smooch he does. And maybe a French one.
Oh.
I've lost my mind.
Hold on.
Had you finished your point yet? Is it still your turn?
No, you guys never answered what you thought.
Oh, what was it? What was the question?
It's got to be pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
I think pumpkin pie's gross, but
you're a communist.
Well, you're right. People said pumpkin, but what do you guys feel?
French silk.
Yeah, French silk whales, blueberry whales,
banana.
Yeah.
What happened to you making pies, Paul?
What happened?
Pete Sauce exploded that one pan.
No, oh, God, that sent me over the edge. And my family almost disowned me after the rage I showed when that happened. Do you think initials is bad? Holy smokes.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to you making pies?
I don't know. I'm busy.
Did you say making?
Right.
Yeah, here he says. He says he comes from the land of plenty.
Maybe he does.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep.
We're going to wait 3 minutes for Sauce to be wrong.
I think we normally do.
I don't know.
Right here.
Nope, that's not even close.
Here it is. 6'4" Think it's here. I said, do you speak my language? Right here. He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. Vegemite sandwich. Right here. I'm telling you, he says from the land of plenty. Where Rita's flow and men shunder.
What?
You shunder.
Did you say where wieners splode?
And men chunder.
Yes.
All right, it's in this line.
Right here.
This verse.
He does say it.
Yeah,
he does. All right, good.
Because I come from the land of plenty, ? Yeah, you're right.
Wow. Is that your victory dance?
Yeah.
Watch out. Wieners splode. Yes. High chunder.
What's the weather like tomorrow? A lot of chunder. A lot of hail damage, too. Here it comes. It's right here.
Hey, Paul, you did something right.
See, some of my nonsense makes part sense.
Okay.
I'm going to go take a walk.
We'll come back. We'll talk to Justice and Demius about the Golden Gopher football squad. We'll pretend last week didn't happen.
Oh, good.
And we'll look ahead to this week, which I also think we probably are going to wish doesn't happen, but we'll see. We'll talk PJ Fleck extension as well. He got his contract extended. We'll talk about that. The Fargo Flash next, right here on the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the keyword BANK to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's BANK to 200-200.
The Fan.
Hey, real quick, just so I'm clear on this, Mark Parrish, how did you get here today on Wild Wednesday?
Lexus of Wayzata and Lexus of Maplewood were nice enough to give me an RX that flies.
I mean, literally gets off the ground and flies?
It feels like it. You cannot feel the road. It is so smooth.
I'm thinking about moving to an SUV from a big truck. I'm thinking about it, flirting with the idea.
Yeah, well, take a look at one of those because it's like a sports car that's an SUV.
You're super sexy when you talk about
four-wheels.
Speaking of super sexy, the Fargo Flash is in town. Hi, Fargo Flash.
What's up, bud?
Good to see your face.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks for being here.
Wouldn't miss it. Thanksgiving Eve.
I wish we had better things to talk about.
Okay, we got a contract extension.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yes!
So, do you have the details? Do you understand why they're doing this or how they did this?
Because
this is... it's a pretty short extension, right? Maybe a week,
It's hard to understand if it's a year or two. This is the time of year where college football openings become very much the top news story in college football. There's a ton of openings. Last week, UCLA loses to USC. Mora loses his job. And so, and if you go back a year ago when we broke this thing down in early January, PJ Fleck was one of the top names in college football a year ago. Michigan, the huge run. And a lot of jobs went by. When he ended that Cotton Bowl, really the game for him to sign, or the team for him to sign with, was really only Minnesota. All the other big jobs had been filled. My guess is the phone's ringing. And I'm sure you get a little nervous. And I know it sounds crazy at 5-6, but he's still people know what he can bring. They if you look at the team on the field and you're anyone in college football, you know the tough situation that he's in this year. You know, a lot of guys will say, I'm surprised he's actually got to 5 wins because of the lack of depth to start the season, inexperience at quarterback, and of course they've been crushed by injuries. And so my guess is that the AD, Mark Coyle, sees the phone ringing and wants to shore his coach up for the remainder of his contract.
So again, like we were speculating earlier, what's normally what PJ has to give up in terms of leverage to get this extension? Is it Is it a buyout thing? Is it a upfront money thing? Like, what do you think he... Is there any kind of play on the other side? Like, what? Why would the Gophers do this?
I think it's just to show the commitment to it. I don't think he's given much up here. I really don't.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So well, good for him.
So yeah, I think for a positive standpoint for Minnesota and for PJ Fleck, assuming PJ Fleck wants to be the guy here, now you can walk into living rooms throughout the month of December. He'll actually have the team banquet on Sunday afternoon. He'll jump on a plane. He'll start hitting the recruiting trail. You can now walk in saying, hey, I know this season was a bit disappointing, but this university's backing me more than they ever have. I have an extension. I'm going to be here as long as you come to the University of Minnesota.
So last week, the Gophers were shut out. Demery Croft completed more passes to Northwestern than he did to Gophers. Two completions, three interceptions.
Started hot.
They
two for two.
Don't have a 2018 quarterback commitment.
Have to have one.
They don't. Brennan Armstrong, the problem that we had with his recruiting, he reopened it, then he chose Virginia. So he's gone.
And from what I hear, that was a mutual reopening of his recruitment. I think Minnesota pushed that as much as he wanted to walk away.
Right. Sounds like there was a...
So there's somebody in the
communication
mix.
Communication issue between the Gophers and Armstrong.
Someone has to be in the mix, but you have to go sign a quarterback. I think you have to go sign a junior college quarterback. They're not easy to find, but you need to find a guy that can be an immediate fix. I think it's hard to ask a true freshman, unless you're one of the elite top five, top 10 true freshmen in the country, to come in and play. And so to that point, you have to try to go out, find a junior college quarterback that's got at least 2 years remaining of college eligibility, and convince him that this program's on the rise and that he can come in and be the man from day one. He would show up in January, go through spring practices, and be ready to start next season. But it's that we're seeing it. You know, we've seen a little bit of good. We've seen a lot of bad. I do think he's the right guy to play at the quarterback position right now, because if he happens to need to be the guy next fall, hopefully he's going through his ups and downs right now.
That PJ continues to say that this is year zero. Next year would be then year one. What does next year have to look like for it to be, I don't want to say success, but an improvement, I guess?
Well, I think that he brought up a good point a couple weeks ago on his weekly radio show. What you find in year zero is you find that you don't have depth. I mean, just usually when you have a coaching change, something has happened, players leave, and so where he's at right now is he needs to build competitive depth across his depth charts in years one, which is really year two, but in his years one and two. And when he does that, then they become more competitive as a team. And hopefully by years three and four, you actually have competition within position groups. But right now, you actually have a hard time finding 11 guys on offense and 11 guys on defense that you're confident that should even be on the field. And that's just the true major lack of talent. And he needs to build that through recruiting. So I think what we need to see first, which we should break down here in mid-December, is when they've now moved up the signing date, the first date, to December 20th, we need to see him land a guy that he shouldn't land. He needs to find a four-star guy. It seems to be the defensive end that we mentioned from Ohio. He seems firmly committed to Minnesota. But the reason why we brought him in is he was known as a recruiting expert. He was a guy that could out-recruit coaches despite being at a place like Western Michigan. Well, now you're in Minnesota, and you're going to be coming off of, a 6-6 season. How can he go convince a couple of high school players that are 4- or 5-star guys getting talked to by Michigan and Ohio State and Iowa and Wisconsin? How can he convince at least 2 to 3 of those kids to come to Minnesota? And if he doesn't do that, I think people will be disappointed, because that's why we hired him. And once he starts to do that, obviously that brings competition, that brings talent, and you should see a record go north of the 6-6 finish we'll have this year, and be somewhere closer to 8-4.
Wait. The what?
We'll get to that.
The what and the what? The 6-6 finish. Oh boy. Well, let's kind of transition to that, because if you get 39-0 to Northwestern?
It was 39-0.
All right, 39-0 to Northwestern. How are the Badgers only 17-point favorites?
Well, I'm shocked. I mean, I'm shocked that thing didn't open up mid-20s. When you look at Wisconsin, Paul Chryst has built up an undefeated team, 11-0, number 5 in college football, a dominating defense, ranked number 2 nationally in total defense, ranked number 1 in rushing defense, ranked number 7 in passing defense. So it's a lights out defense. They actually lost one of their top players before the season even started. They're led by Eden Prairie's Ryan Conley on the defense. So that defensive group is lights out. Michigan couldn't move the ball against them. We'll talk about how Minnesota will move the ball against them in a second. But on offense, it's also a strong formula. So it's all the things I've always talked about. You want to win the time of possession. They're number two in the country in owning the time of possession. They're number two in the Big Ten in running the football. And on third down, they're number three in the country. They have great play calling, super efficient. They move the chains. So despite the series being at 59-8, and the dominating performance as of late, 11 straight victories for Wisconsin, and their great season, somehow the experts in Las Vegas have this thing at only plus 17. I'm shocked. Just because I've seen the last few weeks like everyone else has, and so I expect this thing to open up probably 22-23.
Now, let's say, for argument purposes, Wisconsin wins. Do they make the Final Four?
I think a lot has to happen still. There's a lot. This is obviously a rivalry weekend in college football, but the first thing they're going to have to do is they're going to have to go and play a great Ohio State team. Now, maybe a little bit more of an inconsistent Ohio State team, but I think they had a major wake-up call, obviously getting routed at Iowa. But since then, they've responded well. I think Ohio State is playing at a high level, as is Wisconsin. But that will be the first thing that they need to do is to win that game. And then you're going to need some help because, obviously, I think you'll see an ACC champion, assuming Clemson can get by their South Carolina game this week. An ACC champion's in, an SEC champion is in, and maybe even the loser of the SEC championship, potentially. And, of course, then you also, I think, have Oklahoma in because Oklahoma beats TCU in a couple of weeks. And so they're going to need some help. They're obviously rivalry weekend can get crazy in college football. I'm excited to see Alabama at Auburn this week. I think Auburn's playing at a high level. So this whole thing could blow up, which is essentially what Wisconsin needs to do. But first and foremost, what they need to do is they need to try to get past Minnesota this weekend and then beat Ohio State next weekend.
That is kind of the perfect storm. I think we talked about that a week or two ago, that if Wisconsin gets shut out, if they run the table and get shut out, it may be the best thing that happens to college football, though. It would be awesome as a Gopher fan.
Oh, it'd blow this thing up.
But it would blow it up because you would basically require an 8-team playoff. You would have to make the switch if Wisconsin doesn't get in.
And for Gopher fans this week, Wisconsin knows that the playoff committee is watching, right? So it's about points. It's about show. What does the product look like on the field?
Even more
so if Wisconsin could happen to get up, they're not going to take off the gas pedal.
Which is why that 17-point spread's even more preposterous. Right. It should be like 30.
But let's go back to 1993 when a Wisconsin team came into the Metrodome, a 24-point favorite, number 14 in the country, on their way to the first Rose Bowl, which they beat UCLA. Well, Minnesota jumps out to a 21-0 victory, or 21-0 lead. Wisconsin pulls to tie it up 21-21, but we go on to make a couple big plays late. Game-winning touchdown, late interception, and reclaim Paul Bunyan's axe with a 28-21 victory over Wisconsin. I see it similarly this Saturday. I see a Minnesota team coming out with a lot of fire. They know they need to have the victory to become bowl eligible because five wins won't do it. And enough turnovers in that game, despite giving up 600 yards of rushing, but enough turnovers in the red zone, deep in their own territory, Minnesota comes up with a plucky 28-21 victory on Thanksgiving weekend, and 50,000 drunken Sconnies head back on I-94 to Wisconsin.
50,000 at TCF Bank Stadium. Are there going to be any Gopher fans?
See a red, dude.
Justin Gonzemius currently wearing a maroon and gold shirt with the state of Wisconsin. Inside that state of Wisconsin, it simply says worst state ever.
It is genius.
Couldn't agree more.
Flash, you're the best, man.
All right, guys.
Thanks for the toaster strudels too.
Thanks, Flash.
Incredible. Vikings news is next. The Power Trip Morning Show with Mark Parrish, AJ Mansour, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, and I'm Corey Coven. This is The Fan.
Oh, Sauce. Sauce did that. I'm sorry, AJ.
Join Corey Cove and Mark Parrish this Wednesday for hockey
tonight.
Station 280 in St. Paul from 6 to 8 p.m. Find all upcoming Coors Light NHL events, KFA.com, keyword hockey.
How long are you going to talk?
That's tonight. Pear Bear and myself, St. Paul, Station 280. It's going to be a lot of fun. Be there.
Pear Bear was sitting beside me in stall number one. I was in stall number two. I don't mean he was literally sitting beside me. I mean he was in one stall and I was
separate
in the other.
Separate stall, sure.
And there was a, I believe, a Britney Spears song playing over the intercom in the bathroom.
Toxic?
I don't know what song it was. But
were you aware of each other's presence?
Or I knew
did you
it was
just,
him.
You saw his shoes.
I knew it was him. I saw his shoes. Mm. And man, he was just a tapping. He must really like that song.
Or he was soliciting you for some sweat.
That's exactly. It was one or the other.
Here, I have Toxic ready. When he walks back in, let's see if
His foot starts tapping.
Let's just see if it, you know, puts him in the mood,
right?
You know?
And you know, Zimmer was in there, and as he walked out, you know what he said?
Mm. He's got big balls.
Why is he here?
Oh God, he's a D watcher. Yeah. Keep your eyes to yourself, Zim.
Yeah.
It's time for Vikings news.
Yes.
Presented by
Petco. Yes.
Truck Accessories Pro.
Yesterday, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings discussed the quarterback's genitalia.
Oh.
You know, the thing I like the most about Case is he's got big balls.
He do.
I wasn't kidding.
He do.
And yesterday when the head coach mentioned that, Twitter exploded going, oh, great, the morning show's going to play that forever. Yeah, we are.
That's right.
Get
T-shirts.
Over it.
Yeah. We're printing them up right now.
Right. And Captain and the Brain are going to play this song.
They Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yeah.
Who died.
He's dead.
What song?
Yeah, they have a song about the brain.
Here came here as the backup undeniably.
This guy's deaf.
But Bradford has the knees of a man of 90.
And old.
Yeah. So Case became the starter, though he isn't very tall. It takes a nut cup the size of a blimp to protect his giant balls.
He's got big balls.
What now?
He's got big balls.
Sing it, Tim.
He's got big balls.
What do you like about him?
He's got big balls.
One more time.
He's got big balls.
I think I misheard you now.
He's got big balls.
That's right. Case has the biggest balls of them. They're both the size of softball. His thighs are always bruised. Oh no, he's torn his game pants once again. Yes, and even in the summertime, his legs are never tan. And when it's hot, his sack gets saggy and Case can barely stand.
He's got big balls.
What's that, Zim?
He's got big balls.
One more time.
He's got big balls.
Say it for me, please.
He's got big balls.
What is it again now? I'm sorry.
He's got big balls.
Who is it again? Case has what?
He's got big balls.
Yes, he does. Case has the biggest balls of them all.
So we all understand he means, again, that he is he's a reckless guy. He's brave. He's not intimidated.
Yeah.
He's fearless.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we all assume that because he never followed up on it. If he had been like, what I like about Case, he's got big balls. Crazy small penis. But giant balls. Then we'd have been like, whoa, Zim. Enough of the personal information here. But I think because he did not follow it with that.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves to make the press uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then you could hear the people going, ooh.
Yeah. Were you there for that? Oh, yeah, here we go. Wild Wednesday, Mark Parrish is here.
Parrish, your thoughts.
Hi.
What's going on, man?
I know. What are you talking about?
You feeling this song or not? What do you think?
Not a bit.
Really?
No kidding.
I love this song.
Right. What about this one?
Nope.
Really? What about this one?
Oof. Nope.
This song bangs.
Oh, man. Oh gosh.
Oh, Hogsley. So
what about Hogsley? This one?
Oh, my gosh.
I know I may be young. Yeah, you are.
Oh, that's creepy.
That is.
Roy Moore just got super excited.
Yeah. Talk about ruining the mood, Brittany.
Right. How about this one?
Oh my God!
Hoof?
Nope.
Really?
Not really.
Well, then can I ask you a follow-up question?
Yeah, please ask him.
Chris says a Spears song was on in the bathroom, and you were toe tapping to it.
You were really getting down.
Said you were tapping your toe. Did you even realize that your feet agreed to the beat?
How confident are mine ever?
Awesome.
Do?
Holy mo! Did you just make that up, Run DMC? That was awesome.
What's that now?
No, I wasn't even paying attention at all.
Dude, you were just getting down over there in the stall next to me. I was tooing right beside you.
Were you?
You were what?
You didn't hear him? He was...
Two.
No, I wasn't paying attention to that at all, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, you were really getting down.
Anyway, yeah, your feet were loving it. It was like the end of Trolls.
I was like, wow, he loves this song.
Feet and hands have a mind of their own.
Right. Yeah. So, this is kind of This isn't really Vikings news. Let's just, I was going to try to transition, but it's not going to make sense. This is NFL news, though. Darren Revelle tweeted this, and apparently he's being accused, or ESPN's being accused of just stealing it from some dude on Reddit. But either way, whoever came up with this, pretty brilliant. Did you guys see his tweet about the Cleveland Browns?
No.
The Cleveland Browns are 0-10, but not mathematically eliminated. Huh? Here's what has to happen for the Browns to make the postseason.
Okay.
Ready? The Browns have to beat the Bengals, the Chiefs have to beat the Bills, the Titans have to beat the Colts, the Patriots have to beat the Dolphins, the Texans have to beat the Ravens, the Cowboys have to beat the Chargers, the Panthers have to beat the Jets, the Broncos and Raiders have to tie. That's just this week.
Who does Adrian Peterson have to beat?
Jesus.
What are you, me? That's just week 12. There are 47 things that have to happen, including them running the table and finishing 6-10.
But it could happen.
But they, right. That was exactly going to be my point, is it is almost zero. Mm. Right? Almost. But it's not zero. Mm. How about even in week 12, even this week, the Browns need a tie to happen. Otherwise, they are mathematically out. That's awesome. Yeah, everything I just read is just from this for this week.
Yeah.
And it just gets worse and 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 worse. They have to have 8 or 9 things per week basically go the right way the rest of the way.
So some mathematician has to have calculated the probability. Or soon will.
I bet it's 0. Yeah. Well, it's got to be 1 in...
200 billion.
200 billion.
Hmm.
That's a big number.
Thanks.
I wonder what it is.
Just pay attention to Twitter, because someone will do
miserable
it.
Miserable there. Miserable. We were mathematically eliminated in like February in Long Island. Yeah. And it's a long rest of the season at that point.
I mean, there are multiple ties that have to take place out of those 47 things that have to take place. Just think of the chances that any game ends in a tie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even that is one in, what, maybe 1 or 2 games a year end in a tie? Mm-hmm. 1 or 2. So that's 1 in... hundreds, right? So even that, I don't want to say Sauce is like whatever billion guess is way off.
I said 200 billion.
That might not be awful. Same amount of stars in the Milky Way, by the way.
Great candy bar.
Oh, Milky Way.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Best candy bar.
But it's not zero.
But
it ain't.
My hunch is they will be mathematically eliminated tomorrow without even playing. But still, you never know.
Hmm. I do know this, Court. The team was back at full strength yesterday at practice. Right tackle Mike Remmers continuing to work through the concussion protocol as of Tuesday afternoon, but he returned to practice and was limited.
Yeah, a couple guys were limited too, right? Sandejo as well, right?
Yep.
So they were back, but not full participants, but that still means they're trending the right way.
Mm.
Mm. But that's limited yesterday, and the game's tomorrow. So that's a little dicey still.
Yep. For the Lions, defensive end Ezekiel Ansah was limited in practice Tuesday because of a back injury and needs a bacchiotomy. Detroit could also be without top punt and kick returner Jamal Agnew, bless you, who didn't practice because of a knee injury.
Hmm. Never heard of him.
Hmm.
Neither am I.
Hope he's good.
Hmm. Okay. Case Keenum will make his 9th start for the Vikings. He's got huge balls.
Yes, he does. Massive.
I would target those if I was a Lion.
Yeah. Right, well, you mean
is that legal?
In the forest?
Yeah, the forest. like he's Robin
Hood? You haven't eaten in 3 days, and you're like, I don't have to eat the whole man, but if I could just have one of his testicles, that'd set me up for a month.
God, this show is so stupid.
How often do you wonder about life as a lion?
Never.
Never?
Nope.
You're like, if I only had courage.
What?
It's officially the worst Cowardly Lion impression I've ever heard.
Can I ask you a question?
Hey-o.
Did you do drugs in the bathroom?
You get
talking
it?
To Mark?
You get this or not? Get the bit?
This is Lionheart?
This is One Day as a Lion.
One Day as a Lion.
Thank you.
That was loud.
But no, I've never wondered what that would be like. I don't think I would harvest balls.
His sister does.
Maybe if that was a squirrel, that makes a little more sense to... Stockpile some nuts.
Just hang them on your mirror.
What?
Isn't that illegal? Isn't that in most states illegal to
it's a distraction.
Right.
It's a visual impairment.
To have anything hanging from your rear view mirror.
Especially balls.
Well, sure. But those, I see a lot of people riding around with stuff hanging from the mirror and cops don't seem to care.
Huh. Yeah, it's all right. Hmm.
That's one of those.
Jeez,
oh
Frank.
My God.
There was a.
That's one of those bits where they just.
Say that again. One more time.
Where they just tack it on. If you get pulled over for a speeding ticket and you're being a complete D. Yeah. And then they see that you have something hanging from your mirror. Then it's like, all right, that's illegal too. Here's another $50.
Hey, here's some dice for you there, shooter.
In Texas, it was big to have balls hanging from your tailgate there.
People have that, yeah.
Or like the hitch, I should say. Excuse me.
And you know what?
That screams pure class.
Yeah,
where's Case
they're
came
aggressive
from?
Too.
Houston.
Is he a Texas boy?
He is.
There we go.
Yep.
Wonder what his truck looks like.
So, another reason this country is just mostly going down the tubes.
What tubes?
He's got big balls.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How big are his testicles?
We're doing the bit at 8:20, right?
Mm-hmm.
My questions were meant for 6 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
So?
Uh-oh.
It's different if you two do it, well, if I do it.
We also said yesterday, let's do it at 8:20. So you wrote those knowing it was going to be at 8:20.
Yeah, we didn't say that.
I mean, like to push the manila envelope.
Maybe they're meant for best of bumper to bumper.
Is that a euphemism?
Manila, isn't that how you say it?
How many people temporarily just thought he mispronounced vanilla? And then when you finished the sentence, we're like, whoa, never mind.
You really got
we're
that
just,
right.
We're so ready to doubt you that we,
no!
We thought you stumbled on vanilla.
I
first
can't
time
say a
you
word
finally got something right.
Show without somebody correcting it.
In fact, at some point in the history of this show, you will say vanilla envelope.
Oh, I'd eat one. Jesus, that was aggressive.
You'd eat one?
If somebody was like, here's the letter you got about you being evicted,
rip the music.
Came in a manila envelope.
rip the music for a second. So, what would you do?
If I got, like, if when my eviction comes, and they say, here you go, speedy delivery, here's your vanilla envelope, I'd go, sorry, what was that? I ate it. The vanilla envelope.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I liked it better when you said, I'd eat it.
Hire somebody who can do radio.
What else do we have in the 8 o'clock hour?
I don't think we have Rosie today.
We don't.
No, he just took the day off for no goddamn
Why?
Good reason.
Nice of him to care. So no Rose. I'm going to guess we're going to hear the Case's... What, is there a name for that parody? Case's Balls?
That's right.
Case has big balls. We'll hear that again. And then we're going to crash the Case Keenum or Mike Zimmer press conference from yesterday.
All of those things will happen,
that's
yes.
Right. That's Alexis lineup from Alexis. So why is that Alexis of Maplewood?
And that's how Parrish got here.
Thank you, Alexis.
Joy KFN and the Minnesota Vikings at Mills Fleet Farm in Lakeville as we broadcast live all day, December 12th, collecting Toys for Tots presented by CenturyLink. Details, KFN.com, keyword toys.
The fuck more than anything I've ever fucked before.
First of all, you're wrong. And second of all, I'm playing this for a reason.
What is?
Eric Pluckman is enlisting in active duty army this morning after 14 years in the National Guard. And he wanted the chainsaw solo, so here you go, Eric.
Nice.
That is maybe the only way I would have accepted this being played. Right? Otherwise, it's unacceptable, but that's a very worthy reason to play it.
Yes, that's right.
You know who does love this lumberjack bit?
Who?
Eddie Money. Great point.
Great point.
I got to play this. It's sweeping the internet.
This song?
No. Well, yeah, this. But you guys, if you haven't heard this yet, just sit back and listen to Mike Leach.
Oh, I've heard of this, but I haven't heard it yet. I heard he went on his classic Mike Leach off the rails rant, but something about marriage?
Yeah, dude, this is Doghouse Radio. To a T.
Parrish, you know who Mike Leach is or not? College football coach.
I believe he's Washington State?
Yeah,
something like
I think
that?
He's at Washington State now.
He was Texas Tech, and he's been all
he's
over.
He's been at multiple spots, and he's kind of, not kind of, he's basically now famous for media rants, just nonsensical rants. A lot of times, cut open a vein, pure honesty, no filter, but mostly insane.
Oh, yeah. This time, though...
He nails it.
He kind of nails it.
Oh, boy.
A reporter asked about, you know, he has just gotten engaged. And he wants some advice from Mike Leach about, you know, approaching the entire thing.
So stop right there. By the way, here, stop right
there. So now they're just goading.
Right. That was my point.
Yeah.
It's not, hey, what do you think about your next opponent? Well, and then he dives into a marriage rant. It's these are the kinds of things you can ask him because he's not going to say, I don't have time for this. He's going to welcome a question like, I need advice. That's what he does now.
That's his thing.
He's a bit.
That's his shtick.
He's just a bit. Anyway,
he's
Mike
got a little dark star to him.
Chris is talking to somebody on the phone. Hang on a second. Yes, he's FaceTiming with his.
I'm going to play. You ready? Here we go.
Go.
Mike Lee.
The women lose their mind. Your fiance is going to lose her mind. Your mother-in-law is going to lose her mind. Your mom is going to lose her mind. Several of your sisters and female relatives are going to lose their mind. And that they're going to barrage you with constant questions. What should we wear? And then, which, of course, my answer was, I don't care. And then, what color should the invitations be? I don't care. What should we have for dessert? I don't care. Should we seat this way or that way? I don't care. But see, I don't care is not satisfactory at all. And you're going to get caught in a catch-22, and I'm certain that you already have. And that catch-22 is, well, I want you to be a part of this, too. So what color invitations? All right, the blue ones. Well, I kind of like the tan ones. Okay, the tan ones then. Oh, you're just saying that because you want this over with. You're not even thinking about it, which is, of course, true. What do you want for dessert? I was thinking of strawberry shortcake. Oh, okay. Yeah, strawberry shortcake would be good. Well, what about the blueberry pie? Well, I like the blueberry pie. We could have the blueberry pie. Well, I thought you said you wanted the strawberry shortcake. And it's just going to go back and forth, and they're going to play keep away from you until after you're married. There's no answer you can give that is going to be satisfactory or correct. And if you successfully please a few of them, the others will still be, oh, well, I just don't feel like he's that interested. Yeah, okay, so you need to work late, go in the back room and read a lot of books, take the groomsmen out so you make sure that they march in just right and they know exactly, you know, these swell outfits that you picked out or whatever, however you're doing it. And in the end, you'll wish you eloped. You need to find excuses that they'll buy to be as far out of harm's way as you possibly can.
That's right.
Yes.
When
nailed it.
Nikki and I got engaged, and Nikki was planning the wedding, I politely asked, well, what can I do for it? She said, well, you can pick out the tuxes.
Oh, no.
And within 15 seconds, I didn't say a word. She's like, no, you can't. I didn't even say anything.
You did anything wrong yet.
But she knew exactly what I was talking
about. So she realized the one choice you had, you were going to make the way that would have pissed her off. And she took your one job away.
Instantly.
And Mike Leach nailed the bigger point is the I don't care answer is one I tried multiple times.
Yeah. I walked right into it.
Not because I was trying to dismiss the answer. It was legitimately, I was trying to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to be honest with her. If she says, hey, do you want this or this? If I had an option that I like better than the other one, I tried to tell her, I think we should lean that way. And Mike nailed it again. She had already made up her mind anyway, but I would at least try to be honest. But when it came to, hey, A or B, I'd go, don't care. They're both fine. Or, you know, whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
It was saying I don't care during wedding planning is the biggest mistake a fiance can make.
I got lucky because I didn't get asked anything for my opinion. I was told what we were having and what we were doing. It was perfect.
Then you got lucky.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The rest of us got asked everything. Yeah, everything.
I got called out in that scenario, the I don't care scenario, on the color of the napkins, I think it was.
Oh, my gosh.
The napkins at the reception. I really don't care.
What do you like of the invitation?
Not that I don't care about her wedding.
I don't.
No, you really care that Abby is happy.
Yeah.
But what you're saying to her and she's not hearing is the success of the day, your memories of the day, your happiness of the day, in no way are affected by the color of the napkins. I loved my wedding, but tan napkins? Like, that's nothing that we care about, and they hate that we don't care about it, but they do.
Did you just jump out the
window? No.
You just started the song?
It was the first time ever that I wanted to sing
Hasta La Vista. Yep, it's never.
No,
I just want you to say yes and be happy. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't care. I and then I would get, you remember what Corey said? Don't say you don't care. Well, I don't really care now.
And it continues. It's not just the way. It's life in general. Because last night we were talking about what we wanted for Thanksgiving dinner, because we're going to do it on Friday instead of Thursday. And she says, she said, what kind of bread do you want? And I said, I don't care. Wrong answer. Right. And I said, well, how about croissants? You know what? Biscuits?
Just say biscuits.
Why'd you even ask?
Don't ask me.
Yes, I like biscuits. That's fine.
I'd eat Thanksgiving out of the garbage. Don't ask. Right? You should just play it. Play it.
No, because I got one more to throw in real quick.
Uh-oh.
At 11 o'clock last night, Abby went out with friends, not at 11 o'clock, but she went out with friends at dinner. And when she goes out to dinner with friends, she gets a light meal because she talks the whole time and enjoys the conversation. But so she doesn't eat enough food to be full. So at 11 o'clock last night, she's like, do you want some popcorn? And I was like, no, I just brushed my teeth. I think I'm good. And she goes, okay. But are you sure you don't want some popcorn? And I said, I'm good. Do you want some? No, I'm okay. I shouldn't eat. It's 11 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. And then we get to another again. And 5 minutes later, but don't you think popcorn sounds good? And I'm like, if you want it,
just ask for it. I'll go get it. Just ask.
Right. That's it. Yeah. I'll make it. I'll hand it to you.
Yeah.
Just ask me. I'll do whatever you need.
Yeah. I got you.
Thank God Muppet can't talk.
Sure can puke, though.
Oh, God. Twice already and then pooped everywhere. Just like an alcoholic whatever or something. I woke up to the biggest pile of poop, and she's 11 pounds. Oh, hello, poop.
How
this
are
is
you?
Real Doghouse Radio. Yeah.
I woke up to the biggest pile of poop.
I did. Well, normally, it's my reflection.
It's what Dwight Hockey calls morning wood.
Oh, gross.
Zing!
Duck, quack, or whatever it was.
Hey, calm down, Greg.
Yeah. I mean, I say I feel bad for you guys, but
yes!
I don't.
Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. If you're in the doghouse, go to Continental Diamond this holiday season and get the best deals on the best selection of jewelry in the Twin Cities, and it's not even close. Look, you're going to be wrong about everything else. You're not going to be wrong if you go to Continental Diamond.
Yeah, you know what? Don't even say
you did something right.
The one thing you said in that is you said if you're in the doghouse, you should have just said like the next time you're in the doghouse.
Yeah. Which is, what day is today? Wednesday? Which means it's going to be today.
Yeah.
Because you've probably said one comment incorrect about your Thanksgiving Day plans.
Right.
I don't care what time we eat. I don't care what we eat. I don't care if that person comes over. I don't care if this person comes over. I don't care if we go see them.
You don't like them?
Oh, boy.
You don't like them.
Yeah. Don't blame me.
Nobody likes that guy.
Blame it on the rain.
Right. Blame it on the rain.
Great point.
Great point. You know what? That's fine. Yeah. I'll play that.
Really?
Yeah, well.
Jack, this must be the holiday season.
Yeah. I'm feeling very generous.
Wow.
You have blame
it on Thanksgiving Day miracle.
Hey,
This is so good.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. You ready? Real quick, I'm going to run through these while you guys jam out. And I only want Parrish to answer. Parrish, you ready?
I am ready.
You have to select players for the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yep, this is Parrish's wheelhouse.
Yep, this is Parrish.
You know, give me names?
Yep, you ready?
Okay.
Steve Atwater.
Yeah.
Rondé Barber.
Yes.
Tony Boselli.
He's going to let in everybody.
No.
Oh! What'd Tobo do to you?
I just didn't recognize his name at all.
Isaac Bruce.
No.
Really? Leroy Butler.
Leroy. I like that name, yes.
Leroy!
My dad's middle name, Leroy.
How'd you get into the Hall of Fame? Parrish liked my first name. Yeah.
Don Coryell.
Sounds like Don Corleone. Yes.
Roger Craig.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Right? The running back from the
Yeah.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
No.
Well, he is now. Paris just put
him.
Brian Dawkins.
Yes.
Alan Faneca.
Yes.
Alan Thicke.
He's dead.
Yes.
Alan, not real thick, but long.
Absolutely.
What position did he play? Who did he play for?
Torrey Holt.
Yes.
Steve Hutchinson.
Yeah, he was a Minnesota Viking,
sure.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. Hutch should be in for
Yeah.
Dominant.
Randy Moss.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Oh, Corey. That's sassy.
Should be unanimous. He's the greatest football player of all time, not named Barry Sanders.
Ask anybody who played with him.
They're not here. Parrish played on almost every team that's ever existed, but not football.
Not that one. Oh, yeah. Okay, don't ask anybody who's here. It'd be weird.
We asked a bunch of questions yesterday.
We did. Parrish, I don't know if you knew this about us, but we like to go to press conferences now because the Twin Cities media, mostly awful at asking tough questions.
Yep.
So from time to time, the Power Trip likes to go and crash press conferences. And we did yesterday. We went to the Mike Zimmer press conference. Would you like to hear us play that interview back with Mike Zimmer when we come back?
I would love to hear it.
A Power Trip press conference right after this on The Fan.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the keyword BANK to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's BANK to 200-200.
The Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. The Power Trip Morning Show. 8:19.
Pear Bear is here.
It's a wild Wednesday, it is.
There he is. Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Cor.
Oh, hi, Mark.
And Mark, just to clarify, yes, we are on Friday as well.
Yes.
Initials on Friday and the 16th anniversary of the Power Trip Morning Show.
Oh, well, Friday. Thanks for letting me be part of it.
And the one-year anniversary of...
Oh, yeah, when I got 9.
When Sauce broke the initials record.
I'd kill for maybe 2.
Yep. That's 2 days from now. It's Friday. Black Friday.
Yes. We'll be shopping.
Well, I'll take a little break, right? I'll shop. Not shop. I'll buy things Thursday night, take a little break, sleep, come back here, work, and then go buy some more. Mm-hmm. Yes!
He's got big balls.
Yep.
Thanks, babe.
That's the voice of Mike Zimmer. He is the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, and he holds multiple press conferences a week to address the media, and he seems to hate every second.
Every second.
For two reasons. Number one, he's one of those guys that lives and breathes football, so he wants to get back to the film room. He wants to get back to his coaches, his players. He doesn't like dealing with us. That's number one. Number two is he's tired of all the awful, awful, awful questions that he's asked. Our guy, John Krasinski, you know, hey, Terrence Newman is, come on, John. I said AP guy. He's not AP guy anymore. He's the athletic guy. But still, John Krasinski. It's like, come on, John, you're better than that. You're better than that. And I'll give John credit. In the last 2 months or so, how many times has he texted the three of us and said, teach me?
Yeah, like Yoda and Padawan.
Very similar to what you just said, yes. So I like that Krasinski has the balls, like Case Keenum, to say, I'd like to learn from somebody who's better at this than I am.
And we're better at him, too.
Yeah, we're better at him.
We're better at being him than him, because his job is to ask questions. Our job is to do
and his
jokes.
Body is a wonderland.
Really is.
Unrelated, but true.
Yesterday, we talked to Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, and we did a little something like this.
And now, it's time for a Power Trip press conference.
Do we want to put some kind of a rated R on this, considering what you told us before the break, Mitas?
My last question.
No, we're good.
No, okay. Who cares? I would never go over the line.
People don't listen to the Power Trip Morning Show expecting class.
Oh,
mine's pretty
bad. Wait,
what? I'll prove it right off the bat. Mike Zimmer, Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show. It's weird. I haven't seen you at Lifetime in weeks, and all the guys, and I really miss you. We miss seeing you in the steam room. So maybe this isn't the best time or place to maybe necessarily be asking this, but how are your balls doing?
You know, there's a few wrinkles here and there, but pretty much they're the same.
Good to hear.
Good to hear. Sauce.
As somebody once said, save the best for last. That was my last question. Coach, Meat Sauce here. Coach. How are you? Coach? John Oliver of Last Week Tonight did a rant about the data breach of Equifax. The Equifax stock plummeted due to the report, and the Vikings pay you in Equifax stock. What do you have to say about last week's tonight's rant that cost you millions?
I really don't want to talk about last week anymore.
Okay.
great question. Coach, Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show. Good to see you. Thanks for being here. Going back to last week's conference that you and I had, checking on the progress of your bowel movements. How are they?
Pretty solid most of the time.
Son of a bitch. Skip that one. Mike, Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show. Can you try to say something about Ben Affleck's Batman that no one has ever said?
He's better than the guy that was playing before.
Coach, hi. Meat Sauce here again. Can you look over here for a second? Take a good gander. Do you think I look good with this merkin on?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Coach, Chris Hockey, Patrick Morning Show. Related question. When I did that with the team doctor, he seemed highly unimpressed by the size of my wang. Why?
You know, he's seen a lot of different things throughout his career.
Yeah, so he's seen the best and seen the worst.
Right. Yeah.
Mike Zimmer again, Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for taking my question here. TGI Fridays. You love it. You've probably been there. They're reportedly trying to rebrand, possibly new menu, possibly new name. Any ideas for a new name for TGI Fridays?
Today's Thursday, really.
Brilliant.
Hi, Coach Mike Zimmer. Meat Sauce here. Are you familiar with hockey sound guy Tom Pickard? He is a massive beanbag. Do you have any idea why?
Because he's got big balls.
Okay.
Okay, that's the laziest
one we've ever done. I have two more, actually.
Yeah, me too. Coach, once again, Chris Hockey, good to see you. Thank you. Look to your left over there. Could you tell me, as an improper question, I can't help it. Why do you think Bob Hagen has his hands in his pockets right now?
He's getting the ball the right place.
I love the shot at Bob.
Hey, Mike. just to clarify on an earlier question, if you don't mind, could you repeat again how your bowel movements currently are?
Pretty solid most of the time. So
that's what I thought you said. I just double checking from the earlier question.
Mike Zimmer, Meat Sauce here. To get ridiculed by these two comedic geniuses. If you were to put together the perfect male porn star, what part would you start with?
Big balls.
Thank you.
My God.
Okay. Come on, did you just do this?
Are they all ball jokes?
No!
All of them?
Yeah.
At least Chris and I used some bowel movement jokes.
Yeah, okay. The last one has nothing to do with that.
Coach, Chris Hawking, once again, Power Trip Morning Show. Weird question again, but walking around the locker room talking, hearing people talking about things. The word is that Wobby's been trying to shower with you.
Not only with me, but with everybody.
Coach Zimmer again. I apologize. My coworker Paul Beatsos Lambert. He's classless. He asks just sophomoric questions about genitals and things like that. It's just childish.
I got one more.
It's childish. So on that note, I hate to bring up your bowel movements again, but have you ever crapped in a public place?
On the road.
On the road. Like pavement or on a dirt road?
Both.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, I gotta get on a plane with that guy today, you know?
Mike, Meat Sauce here. How are you? Last question. Last one. Look over here for a second. Hockey and I have both of our bags out. Oh my God. Can you tell a difference?
You know, there's a few wrinkles here and there, but pretty much they're the same.
Would have been a home run. Last day at the job.
Coach, Chris Hockey Power Trip Morning Show, we are going to get fired after this segment, and I'm thinking about a new career in medicine. Could I check you for a hernia?
Well done.
Brilliant.
And that was our Power Trip press conference from yesterday. Yes. Secretly, despite the fact that Sauce asked 67 consecutive questions about balls, my favorite part, and Parrish can back me up, right before we got back from break. Corey, is it Equifax or Equifax? And then he still got it.
He did it both ways in the same sentence.
The best. My favorite thing is how we steal each other's lines because we don't tell each other which sound bites we're using. And I hate that we always gravitate to the same ones.
Yeah,
well, that's half the fun. Best.
And I actively try not to. I'm sure you do too, right? Yeah. I try to like think of...
Well, that's why I left the big balls comment alone because I assumed that these sauce.
I was going to do five questions regarding that.
You basically did.
Big balls.
No, I didn't.
He's got big balls.
That's two.
Yeah, not five.
And then the wrinkles?
Yeah, it wasn't my best work, but hey.
Made me laugh.
Thank you, babe.
True Stone Financial brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. Our apologies to Mike Zimmer. We return after this with Mark Parrish right here on The Fan.
Time now for the Vikings Report on The Fan. Presented by Hy-Vee. A helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings defensive end Brian Robinson joins the Power Trip after this from Hy-Vee.
Jingle Ball 2017, presented by Capital One, Monday, December 4th, XL Energy Center, starring Fallout Boy, Kesha, Charlie Puth, and more. Tickets are on sale now. Buy yours, iHeartRadio.com/Jingle Ball.
This is Kesha.
Actually, it's not. It's Hollywood Undead.
Not the same thing.
A song called California Dream.
Well, Kesha will cover this song at Jingle Ball.
Really?
I will be there to see that.
Sweet.
You going too?
I gotta work it every year. I don't get to see much though. I'm in the back.
He like to work it, work it.
Back area.
You like to work the back area? Yeah.
Jeez.
Not allowed in my house.
Well, when you guys are
wow, help me make it through.
Sorry.
How do we transition out of that? Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Right.
You guys like to drive, correct?
Oh, love it.
Yeah. You should play Drive by the Cars.
Or by the Deftones.
Isn't there an Incubus song, too?
Yeah. But the Cars song you're talking about, the Deftones covered, and it was brilliant.
It's brilliant.
The Drive by Incubus. Incubus, also an absolute banger. Anyway, driving, right? We all do it.
Yeah.
Well, here's a fact for you. More than 95% of people think it's dangerous to use their phones behind the wheel, but 83% of us do it anyway. That's a... kind of an insane number, right?
It's a large number.
AT&T would like to remind you that it's not a harmless habit. It kills thousands of people every year. So pledge not to drive distracted at itcanwait.com. So whatever it is, whoever it is, it doesn't matter who it's from, it can wait. So pledge not to drive distracted at itcanwait.com.
Great advice.
That's a great fact, Corey. You want another fact?
I would love another fact.
You remember when we were talking about the Cleveland Browns and their long shot to make the playoffs?
How they have to have 47 things in a row the rest of the season play out correctly, otherwise they are not mathematically eligible?
Mm-hmm. Somebody at 538 Sports, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Something like that?
538.com.
Did figure out what the odds were.
Oh.
Or the biggest number, whatever. And Paul, your $200 billion number, was way off.
So it's going to be like in the trillions, right? Or even whatever number is quintillions or some crazy gigantic number.
You're getting closer. The actual number, the long shot number, is 19,649,422,085,696,900,000.
But
he's blind.
It's not zero.
But it's not zero.
Yeah.
It's not zero.
I should say one in whatever that number was.
It's almost as close to being zero as it possibly can.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's insane. Mm.
Also a sign how bad the AFC is, that 6-10 mathematically is still possible.
Mm. Yeah. What'd you say yesterday,
that's
Paul? The sixth seed is 5-5?
Yep. Ugh. And I think the sixth seed in the NFC is 7-3? 6-4,
six
maybe?
6-4, I think. Maybe. The Falcons or Seahawks are that sixth spot.
No, the Seahawks are, I think, 5-5.
They're 6-4.
12-8.
Falcons and Seahawks are both 6-4.
Your mom's 6-4.
I don't even know what that means.
Mom's a ukulele, Terry.
He's derailing.
Ukulele? Yeah,
that's one of the
Stone Cold derailing.
He's like, hey, before we get back to football, Parrish?
Yes, sir.
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
About your Minnesota Wild?
Yes.
Who are at Buffalo?
Yes.
6 p.m. tonight. This
couple
radio
of his
station.
Former teams.
Yes.
That's right. KeyBank Center, by the way. How is KeyBank Center? Do you remember it all?
Yeah. It's nice. Buffalo's a bit of a crap town, but the arena's nice.
Oh, great. Say that to Marcus Foligno's face.
Yeah.
It's the armpit of the country.
That's Cleveland.
Do you think so, really?
That is Cleveland, Ohio.
Buffalo is
you've been there,
depressing.
Right,
yeah, there are so many buildings for sale and shut down and boarded up in the main drag. It's literally depressing.
I was roundly criticized by Mark Rosen for saying that I was, because we were in Buffalo this year for a pregame, a preseason game, I should say.
Yeah.
And I was looking outside my window, remember, and the dog was pooping, and I was watching the dog poop?
Yes.
And I was like, man, this place is kind of beat up. And Rosie was like, no, it's a beautiful town.
Rosie's and, wrong.
It's not that it's not a beautiful town, it's just not.
Right. Got it. Yeah. No, that's well exactly said. What it is.
Right. I mean.
Well said.
So anyway, they play at KeyBank Center tonight. Tell me about your squad and what they need to do better.
They play the same way as they did what was it, New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
They deserve to win that game. They got a couple of tough bounces there for goals. That's why you put bodies and pucks at the net, and bounces will happen for you. Play that same way, they'll win.
Good. Okay, now back to football.
Should win.
Here's what we have on the schedule for the rest of the year. For the Vikings.
Next three are tough. Last three, crazy easy.
That's exactly right. So here's what we're going to do, okay? We're going to break down. I'm going to tell you all the games, give you a couple of facts about it, and you guys are going to tell me out of these six games what the overall record's going to be. Art thou ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Tomorrow is 11 or 11:30?
11:30.
11:30. Pregame starts at
9:30.
9:30, yep. Right here on the fan.
Best of Barrero.
Barrero.
From 5:30 until 9.
Vikings at Detroit. The Lions have beaten the Vikings in 5 of their past 7 matchups, including earlier this year in a 14-7 barn burner at the bank. Next up after that, Vikings at Atlanta, December 3rd. Falcons have won 3 of their past 4 games, coming off a 34-31 win over the Seahawks. December 10th, Vikings at Carolina. Panthers trail the Saints in the NFC South. They face the Jets on Sunday and have been pretty good. Then December 17th, Cincinnati comes to the bank. The Bengals have managed just 4 wins this season.
Rosie.
The day before Christmas, December 23rd, the Vikings are at Green Bay. The Packers were shut out for the first time since 2006 in a loss to the Ravens last week. And finally, New Year's Eve, Chicago at the Vikings. The Bears have dropped a close one to the Lions and are last in our division. Gentlemen, as we go around the room, we start with Mark Parrish. Parrish, out of those last 6 games, what do you think the record will be?
I'm going to go with, 12-4? 12
overall?
Yeah.
So 4-2 the rest of the way.
Yep.
4-2 the last, okay.
Yep.
That would be pretty good.
I think they're
going
to pull off one of the tough ones.
Excellent.
And win the ones they're supposed to.
Age?
That 4-2 number was mine as well.
Ha!
I think the tough ones include Atlanta, who a lot of people think is the best team in that division, despite what New Orleans is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And
Detroit.
Yeah, I don't think Detroit is tough.
No,
I think that
really?
Those are the only two that I have question about.
Mm.
And for me to even say that they're going to lose both of those, maybe I'm going to go 5-1. I'm going to go 5-1.
Ooh.
They're going to split that Atlanta-Carolina, maybe lose to Carolina. And then win the rest.
So 13-3 on the season.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
Sausage?
Now, when I look at it...
Did you call me Dow?
I think so, yeah. Like the Dow Jones Industrial.
Yep.
I think they're going to win out. And the reason I say that is because...
Name your price.
No, I'm not going to... I'm just... It's not worth betting.
I'll bet you $100 they don't.
I'm not going to bet you any kind of money.
Why?
Because you wear a merkin to work. Beat the Lions.
Right about that.
The best offensive player the Falcons have, Rhodes will be covering him in Julio Jones. They beat the Panthers last year in a game that a lot of people didn't think they'd win, and the Bengals, Packers, and Bears are awful. I think they'll win out for $2.
They're going to go 14-2.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Well, because Atlanta's good, but Atlanta showed on Monday night how beatable they are. They can't hold a lead.
By winning in Seattle?
But they barely won in Seattle. If Blair Walsh makes that, they were up 10 with like 5 minutes to go, and they just can't, hold a lead. So I think they'll win out. And if they don't, I'll go the other way and say I was right. But yes, I think they'll win out.
I think it's 4-2 or 5-1 because I think they could lose to Atlanta and to Carolina. But like Parrish said, they might surprise and win one of the two. I'm going to be curious to see if they're favored in either one because I think they're going to win tomorrow. I can't believe they're only 3-point favorites. I'm predicting a big win tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like the Vikes are going to run just crazy and win by double digits tomorrow. If the spread was 7, I'd still take the Vikings and lay the 7.
Are you serious, Clark?
I am serious, Clark. I think Vikes win big tomorrow. I think it's flip a coin in Atlanta, flip a coin in Carolina. More than likely win against the Bengals, more than likely win against the Packers, more than likely win against the Bears. So 4-2 and 5-1, which means 13-3 or 12-4.
So 12-4, and that would mean that the Eagles have to lose quite a few games here for us to be home field throughout the playoffs. What's the
to be the top two, but right, to be home field, right. To be bye is a top two.
Yeah, in my opinion, we're unbeatable at home.
Yeah.
Oof.
I really think
in the
we
NFC
are.
Or total?
NFC, well, I guess
total
it's total.
Would be Super Bowl.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know.
What's the Eagles' schedule look like from here? They're 9-1, by the way.
It's a little of this, little of that. So the Eagles get the Bears this weekend.
10-1?
To win. The Seahawks, it's, I believe, at Seattle next weekend.
Could so go either way, and that'll be a real test for them.
That's a win, because that secondary is so beat up for the Seahawks.
With Sherman out.
Yeah, they'll win. Chance, yeah, well, thanks to your dad.
Then they go.
Oh, my God.
Then they go to
say the same thing.
To Los Angeles to take on the Rams. That's a tough one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To New York to play the Giants.
Guaranteed win.
Well, Kansas City lost to them.
Yeah, but Kansas City's falling apart. Philadelphia doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
Home against the Raiders and home against the Cowboys.
That's a more difficult schedule than ours.
And Zeke will be back, and the Cowboys will probably have something to play for.
What's more difficult than ours?
There's a lot more road games that are a long distance away.
Yeah, and they have
Rams on the schedule still. I think three or four of those are tough. I think there's only
two that are even a question in the Seahawks and the Rams. They beat the Giants, they beat the Bears, they beat the Raiders, and they beat the Cowboys.
I think the Raiders are dicey. Apart.
Yeah, and
the Raiders can still terrible. Be good.
The thing about the Giants game is it's a division game. And PA said the other day that they have this basically like come to Jesus meeting with everybody on the Giants team, and they just aired all the problems they had, and they beat a great Kansas City team.
Formerly great.
Yeah,
you know what else is crazy about this season, despite that they're 8-2 and that blows all of us away? Two acquisitions that we had this year that we all thought were going to be a much bigger deal have essentially been non-factors. Tremaine Brock and Michael Floyd.
Yeah.
Yeah,
have done almost nothing. And we're like, we got Tremaine Brock? Oh, great. It's going to shore up the secondary. He barely gets in.
He got in at the end of the game.
A lot of us thought it's like, wow, it's just not working out in Seattle. Let's bring him back. He's a solid corner. Go back and look at Twitter the week we got Tremaine Brock. It was, we got to start him this Sunday. This is sweet. It's an instant upgrade. He's done almost nothing. Michael Floyd, almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So not only have you lost Sam Bradford, have you lost Dalvin Cook, we've had a couple of other minor nagging injuries, but for the most part, starting quarterback, starting running back, two additions that we thought were going to be at least factors, maybe not significant factors, but factors, have done almost nothing, and they're still 8-2.
Yep.
And you got rid of Alex Boone, which
Right.
The domino effect of getting rid of Boone cannot be understated, correct?
And remember back to the Detroit loss. That was the game that Dalvin got injured.
Right.
Again, and not only got injured, he got injured and fumbled the ball at a short field, and Detroit went and scored a touchdown.
And then Thielen fumbled, right?
Thielen fumbled. They had that the Dalvin injury, the fumble, and it was still a 7-point game.
And Dalvin was cruising.
Hey, did I accurately see on Twitter yesterday that Thielen's currently fifth in wide receiver voting for the Pro Bowl?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, that's
I think
Jack.
He's currently fifth. That's awesome.
He's great.
That's so badass.
Their defense, and back to my they'll win out, their defense keeps them in every single game they play in. That's why they can win every game.
Hmm. Zimmer's got to be up for coach of the year.
For sure.
I mean, if he finishes 4-2, 5-1, that's
Eagles,
a lock, isn't
Doug
it?
Doug Peterson would win it if they voted today.
Well, I don't know. Doug Peterson also has had his starting quarterback the entire season.
That's what I mean. Like,
they're 9-1.
So, I mean, the Vikings are at their third quarterback, and they don't have their running back. And
if the Eagles go 14-2, he's going to win coach
of
the year.
Well, but look at it this way, and I know it's a different sport.
Molitor.
Molitor won, and he was even the best candidate.
Do they have a GM of the year?
I don't know. That's a great question, Hawks.
Oh, thank you.
That means you have to take off an article of clothing because you asked a great question.
Wrong song.
What?
Help me make it through the night.
A
couple of things for you guys real quick as we go to break. Today on Netflix, the premiere of Godless, a Western series about a group of women defending their town and a wounded man from Jeff Daniels' Gang of Outlaws.
I thought it was just my webcam show.
Also, the iHeart Radio Music Festival is tonight on the CW.
What time?
Don't know. And then on Netflix this weekend, Jason Momoa, also known as Aquaman, also known as Khal Drogo, has a historical drama about the fur trade in the 1700s called Frontier that debuts on Netflix this week.
Aquaman's here.
Fur trade? Isn't that just Wicklow Meadows?
Oh, boy. Corey, you're on fire. Like when Hockey's sister pees.
Dude. Pear Bear, I'll see you tonight at Station 280 for hockey trivia.
Can't wait.
Otherwise, we will see you back here Friday. We are on Friday for you listeners. We're playing initials Friday at 8:15. But yes, Power Trip Morning Show on Black Friday. Absolutely live the entire 3.5 hours, 5:30 until 9. Best of Dan Barrero and Paul Allen tomorrow.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for all you sons of bitches.
Aww.
Got awkward
friends
at the end there.
Yeah, sorry.
I love you.
I love you. I love you all.
You guys seem okay.
Thank you, listeners.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.